He wants that punani, man. You got to give it to him.
Here we are back on the airwaves for yet another beautiful Danish and O'Neill.
And this time it's just the two of us, you and I.
It's episode, what are we, 91?
91.
Nine away from the big 100 special.
We're one episode away from the age of the World War II veteran that lives above you.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. I think he's...
Oh, really?
I think he's laying low.
I mean, chances are he's dead if you haven't
No,
seen
I don't think
him.
He's dead. I think he's just playing out the hand, low key.
Living out the remainder of his years?
Yeah.
Are those windows closed, by the
they
way?
They are.
Okay.
They are so, closed.
Fuck. I just lost my train of thought now.
The guy who lives upstairs?
No. Fuck. I was going to... Oh, I was going to say, you think legally now that Seagal's a citizen of Russia that the women have to give up the punani when he walks by?
I think if you're a friend of Vlad Putin's, yeah, I would assume so. Oh,
I can only imagine the golden showers that are raining down upon his fucking pot belly.
On his hair. It's what makes
it
grow.
No, I think he's like, nobody pisses on the hair.
They would run.
I bet he wears a shower cap when he's getting golden showers.
When Seagal's in the U.S., Or I think he wears like a baseball helmet. When Seagal's in the U.S. or Russia, he says these colors don't run, but this hair do.
Yeah, don't get away. My only concern, Putin, is that you have unpredictable weather.
If it rains, he dives under a car.
Oh, yeah. He has no choice. It'll fucking start running down his face.
Some quick top of the show notes. Nice meeting Brad at Kill Tony. He was a gentleman wearing
the guy with the shaved head.
And he was wearing the Fighter and the Kid shirt.
Yeah, to support Danish and O'Neill.
Well, we have no merch unless he makes his homemade.
Yeah, I guess he could have, yeah. And if you weren't around for the Boner City merch era, then you probably don't have shit from us.
Thanks to Derek S. Warner for a very nice, heartfelt review. And he really spoke like a friend. And all the others who've gotten us to over 500 views, we appreciate it.
Was that the guy who said we're going to do something?
I don't know, but he left a long paragraph. Yeah.
There was a guy who was he really was cheering us on in there.
And then, what's up, Tim? He helped us out with something, reached out via email.
Tim?
Tim.
Okay. Who's Tim?
Tim from New York.
I was like, whoa, I thought it was somebody, some random person you were talking
Tim.
About. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Tim.
And then Cody asked a very intriguing question. He wanted to know, what are the chances O'Neill will get drunk enough to do spin kicks at his own wedding?
A pretty strong chance, especially considering how this wedding is getting planned out to be. It's going to be in like the woods.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be like a all-day event where it's just boozing and then somewhere in the middle they get married.
Are you giving out bug spray?
I hope so.
What woods? Is there any
up
P-22 going to officiate?
I don't want to give the exact location
in
out.
Where? This area?
No, probably a couple hours north.
Okay.
Yeah, in the
he's
like,
going to give
forest.
Latitude and longitude.
Here it is.
Meet us at this location.
Because there's too much bullshit involved with like, you got to do
is that even like, do you need any sort of
like,
permit for that? Or do you just go out to the woods?
We're just going
to
go out in the, I mean, we'll find like, we'll probably rent like a house with like 50 acres or something like that.
What about a mule?
An Airbnb. Well, hopefully we'll get a mule with
Where is
it.
Everyone going to stay? In the woods?
Tents? I don't know. I don't know. This is like also probably several years away.
Sounds interesting so far.
Yeah. We talked about it. It was just like, we don't want to do just the usual
sounds
bullshit.
Sounds like the Coachellas of weddings.
Yeah. Well, no. neither of us are religious. So we don't, all we want to do is have like barbecue for lunch, plenty of alcohol, and then like some sort of taco truck for dinner.
How are you going to get the truck into the woods?
You just have to 4x it in. You'd have to get like a monster truck to pull it in.
Why don't you get the weenie wagon to see if it can...
Oh, fuck that weenie wagon.
They have a
wagon.
Hovercraft now.
I'm not going to eat... Remember last time I ate weenies? I threw up everywhere.
We're talking hot dogs.
Yeah. I don't want to name the establishment out here because...
Rhymes with stinks. this is from Yahoo. Barb followed up on a topic I discussed last show.
What was it?
I hate to start the show on a somber note, but you got to follow up on what you got to follow up
on. Yeah, of course.
There, it was about the boy, 10 years old, got an illness from his rat, and he was killed. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And jury found, the trial's already gone down. Petco Animal Supplies is not responsible for the death.
Well, that's
kid bought it, one of a California location. I believe he lived in San Diego, or did. Jury determined that Petco did enough to warn consumers about the dangers of owning a pet rat and was neither negligent nor liable. This is 2013, this kid died. The kid died of rat bite fever. Apparently, that's
what? It sounds like a song from some sort of fucking shitty 80s band.
Rat bite fever. Hate to make light of this. I feel
no,
bad.
I know. Yeah. I hope that his parents aren't listeners of the show.
He was rushed to the hospital with severe stomach pains, died within 2 days after being given a pet rat by his grandmother. That's going to be tough.
Also, I don't know. It's a weird gift to give a child if you're a grandmother. Like, here's a but fucking I think, pet rat. Well, how about a rabbit?
Do you think the parents vetoed a dog?
Yeah, but there's plenty of other. Hamster, gerbil, mouse,
I want to warn
rabbit.
Listeners out there, if you're looking to get a rat, you run the risk. You're running the risk of death.
You could have gotten a prairie dog. Skunks are
illegal ferret.
In the 90s, skunks were a hot fucking pet.
Could have got a pig.
Potbelly pigs. Yeah, or just, they were all the rage. They were like $1,000.
Or just bought them the latest Nintendo or something.
Yeah.
Who needs a rat?
A rat's a weird show. I'd like to speak with the grandmother and find out what was going through her head. She's
probably beside herself.
I know. I feel we probably shouldn't make light of this because that's got to be a fucking gut-wrenching experience. But at the same time, I don't think that Petco would be liable for it. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Examine every rat that they sell?
They, in this paperwork, you have to sign when you get it. So the jury was really swayed by that. That mentions this, a possibility. It's rare.
Yeah, I imagine. But, I mean, I don't think anyone, I've never heard of anybody else dropping dead of it. Unless you get bit by like a New York City fucking subway rat.
The lawyer for the, what do you call him?
For the defendant?
No, the other side.
For the plaintiff?
There you go. He says, Petco warns about it because they know they can't get rid of it.
I mean, where is Petco getting their rats from is what I want to know. There's some fucking
creepy
dude.
They got it from like a dealer, from Barney's Pets.
Yeah, Barney is fucking, he has a basement full of fucking rats.
It says Barney's Pets nor Petco.
Who's taking rats before he goes out and sells them to the vet to make sure they don't have fucking rat fever?
Family wanted $20 million. Why that number?
Probably because then the jury would be like, we're not giving you 20, but we'll give you 5.
I guess the disease you get, the rat had, it's a form of strep, I guess, which may be what I had.
You think you got
Streptobacillus monoliformis, a rat bite fever, which I can see why they call it that much easier.
So is it getting your blood? Seems like it would just affect the skin, like a staph infection.
I don't know. Killed the guy.
Man. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell your grandma, hey, stick with sweaters and socks and undies.
Hey, grandma, if you're thinking about getting me a fucking rat this year, why don't you go ahead and pass on that?
Pass on rats, everybody.
Yeah.
I remember I saw a girl online dating who had 2 pet rats, and I couldn't do it.
Dude, you're going to, you could get rat fever. That's a perfect excuse now. Also, I don't believe, like, were they running free around the house? Were they,
his rat?
I thought you said it was a girl.
Oh, they were in the pictures with her.
Were they like on her shoulder and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, God, disgusting. I got bit. We had a rat.
That's where the kid, I saw pictures.
And I got fucking bit by it.
The kid had it all over him. He only had it for 2 days, but they had pictures of it like on his lap and stuff.
Yeah, see, I had one in a cage, or I came home and we had one in a cage. My little sister dumped one off.
Despite all its rage.
Yeah, and then I stuck my finger in there and the motherfucker bit me.
That wasn't your finger.
Well, I called it my finger because it wasn't hard yet.
It wasn't circumcised.
Dude, I got to talk real quick about something I saw at the park today. What the fuck was that?
It was a grizzly bear.
Yeah, it's a goddamn grizzly bear in your asshole. Dude, so I'm at the park. So I don't even want to tell you this part of the description of the park because I know it's going to give me a lot of shit. So right next to the pull-up bar is an area where you can tie up your horse.
What? What are you at, fucking the Wild West Park?
Anyone would tell
Wild
you.
Wild West Gym?
So Griffith Park, you can have horses there. Jeez, so right next to the pull-up bar, there's like a trough where they drink from. And then there's
Do you ever get thirsty? Stick your head
I have been really thirsty and thought about it.
Ugh.
And then there's a long bar about waist high, really long, that you could tie your horse up. And then there's...
Can you use that as exercise equipment where the horse start nipping at your asshole?
No, so a lot of some people do. And so there's another bar that's like above my head that also is there for you to tie your horse and shit up with.
You're describing the bars. What about the saloons?
Dude, so, nobody works. Sometimes I see assholes working. It's really thick piping. It's really hard to hold on to.
Does anyone ever ride their horse up to this park to work out?
I've never seen that, but I have seen while I'm working out, people fucking have their horses right by my face.
Who's more out of line there, you or them?
I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of workout equipment. It just...
It's a
weird dichotomy.
It's a weird mix.
Yeah. So this guy, he looked really pissed off for some reason. He looked real aggressive. As I was walking up to the park, he stared me down with sunglasses on, even though it was towards evening. And I saw him while I was parking my car. He was over in the horse tie-up section, and he was doing like a martial arts display. He's dressed in workout clothes.
But it was this Vlad Putin riding horses doing martial arts?
It was like this Mexican guy.
The fucking Marlboro man?
But he did the shittiest fucking... Like, you could tell this guy's training was... Either he had no training...
Was he doing pressure point moves?
No, he was doing like roundhouse kicks.
Was he by himself?
Yeah. And so...
He just rode his horse out there.
No horse. He's just fucking... He's working out in the horse area.
Oh, I thought he had a horse.
Away from where the workout equipment is. No.
Was he drunk?
I don't know, but he kept staring everyone down, and then this
fucking guy... He was looking to test his skills.
Dude, yeah. So then he starts roundhouse kicking the metal bars.
That's safe.
Dude, and I was like, what is this... And you could tell it was hurting him bad.
It's a good way to break your foot.
Yeah. So he... Dude... Worst roundhouse kicks I've ever seen. And he just repeatedly does pull-ups and then kicks this fucking metal bar. And I'm like, what is this fucking asshole doing?
You think in his mind was like, if I break this, everyone's going to go crazy?
I don't know, but I think he was looking for a fight. He kept staring me down.
What the fuck? What is this guy's deal?
It was like, I was like, you're not going to learn anything with kicking a... You're only going to fucking break your foot or your leg.
It's a Mexican art of like barjitsu.
I guess. When the Mexican guys in the Wild West, all they had to work out on was the place where you tie your horse up.
And maybe like railroad ties. I don't know.
I think this guy learned martial arts from YouTube videos. That's what I gathered. Because there's no way that he had any training. But he was kicking this fucking thing, and he just kept doing it.
What was I picture him wearing like a flannel shirt and jeans.
He was wearing long sleeve, like gray shirt, but he was like fucking tense. You could tell he was really tense the whole time.
And he was coked up.
I don't know. But so then he walks across the street, and a 3-year-old boy runs out of the woods to him. Like he had stashed a kid, and then they disappeared. He had told the kid to hide in the woods, and then when he... I saw a kid run out of the woods to him, and then they walked off.
This guy's a real mystery.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck his deal is.
He's raising feral children.
I think he just didn't want the kid
to
bother
him. To the fucking...
I don't know.
Tree?
I think he just told to hide out in the bushes and
stay here
there.
When you see me coming, I'll come get you.
Yeah, and then he crossed.
Hey, I got important things to do. I got to do some push pull ups and kick the bar. What a fucking idiot.
This is really bizarre.
That guy like exists on a day-to-day basis and probably has multiple kids.
And he's raising children or a child at least.
Those are the people who have kids. Quick. Yeah. Not everyone who has a kid is an idiot, but that's the guy who has kids at like 16.
I don't know what his fucking problem was.
Well, good for that guy. I have a feeling that kid's going to turn out real well and we'll be kicking the bars in no time.
We're tying a horse up there.
Fucking a horse, who knows?
I don't know why they allow the horses in the fucking... It's a real problem.
It's like the support animals, man.
It's I've seen them almost get hit by cars. Because also, you know how bikers...
Horses shouldn't be on modern roads. Like when I see cops with horses, I'm like, this shouldn't happen.
It's the middle of LA and there's fucking horses. The problem is...
They don't need it. They're just training them for parades. That's the only point.
No. These guys just they board them up like across the street in Glendale.
I'm saying the cops are riding them around because they have to train them for parades.
Well, no, these are just local. These are just citizens.
Yeah, these are just people. I'm talking the coppers, though.
But you know how bicyclists can be super arrogant and they just fucking fly through stop signs?
Yeah.
Horse people are... Horse people are twice as bad.
Because they're like 8 feet in the air on a huge beast.
Yeah, but if you get hit by a fucking car, not only is your horse dead, but you're going to be in deep shit yourself.
But they also have the confidence of men and women who are fucking horses.
That's true.
Which is a supreme confidence.
They're such fucking assholes. Horse people. Okay, horse people in the city are the worst people there are. Worse than the motorcycle guys that are assholes, and worse than the asshole bicycle guys.
I once wrote an article in this magazine thing in college.
Horse Weekly?
In college. Where
Show Horse?
I forget what it was about, but I made a joke that people who ride, women who ride horses usually look like them, and this girl who
and she took offense and
didn't like it.
She rode horses?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean,
didn't find it amusing.
I like horses, but they belong in the country. We've had two horses.
I don't trust
one was
horses.
A maniac, and yeah, I don't either.
What
That's
they did
why.
To Superman, of all people, and then a kid in my town was brutally kicked by one in the face.
Yeah, I don't.
They're too big, man. I don't trust them.
I've never trusted them. I used to ride them, but I was never like secure with them. Because I don't like anything that has its own mind to go do what it wants.
If you have the balls to fuck a horse, I mean, more power to you.
No, I mean, it's like... It's a bold move to.
I think a lot of ladies like it because they really get that clit stimulation.
I think a lot of dudes like it because they get the bouncing up and down.
They got that taint.
Get the balls and the dick all worked up in those tight jeans.
Sticking with sex. Apparently there was some sort of tennis tournament in Sarasota. Yeah,
I saw that.
I think it was the minor leagues.
It was like a college, wasn't it? Or no, it was,
it was like
some guy, they were playing for something. They were ranked guys though.
But I don't think it's like a major event.
Yeah, they were low level, but ranked.
So here's what happened. I had to doctor the clip a little bit because it went on long. But so two guys are playing tennis. Turn your audio up. This isn't a trick. See if you can hear this. You have the earphones. It's very faint what happens, but it gets louder towards the end.
Yeah, I've heard it.
So bear with us here, everybody. Here we go.
Once again,
Love 15.
Kruger has a steel phone in a deficit situation. Well, that is the most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks, but somebody's phone.
Yeah, it's not a phone.
Went off in the stands, and it was an adult video. That is an all-time. I don't know how well you could pick that up at home. I still hear it. It's still going. What is going on?
It can't be that good!
This guy's crushing with a zinger.
No, that's not a phone. That's an apartment across the lake. Oh my God. Well, everybody was looking around to see where that was coming from, and finally, it wasn't a video. Well, at least somebody's having a good night. Again, a very tight call.
Yeah.
I like how he acts like somebody had set their phone to alarm mode, but the alarm mode was pornographic. He was like,
I don't get what he was.
I don't get why.
He was in denial about what he was hearing.
Oh my.
That's great, though, that they're fucking. I wonder if they did it
intentionally. Think it was intentional?
Or is it just they some good old-fashioned fucking?
The guy was taking her to Pound Town. I don't get what's so bad about it.
She likes the ride.
That's what I don't like about tennis and golf. As other sports, you can, stand up, yell, go crazy. But these sports, they demand silence. During the clip, there's a mother who motions for her son to do earmuffs next to her.
Jesus. What a fucking... Yeah, it's a real snooty crowd. To be having some hot fuck action happening.
But if they live there, you're invading their territory.
Yeah.
That guy really, that was the zinger of that guy's career.
He's going to be telling that story for years.
The other guy really nailed a tennis ball in the direction of that apartment building.
Oh.
The announcer was like, stroke. Oh.
And he already had like a sultry porno voice. He's like, oh, yeah. This looks like somebody's phone is a set to adult video mode.
somebody's ringer. Is set to moaning.
The guy had some. You couldn't hear it that well on there, but there were some other clips.
They may have cranked. They may have fucked with the audio that I heard. Turn it up.
Yeah, but some good fuck action interrupting some tennis. Nothing wrong with that.
I was able to do some investigation. I turned the audio up. I asked Barbara to use some of her spy gadgets, so she turned the audio up, and this is what she found. This is from inside the apartment.
Right there.
Was that two dudes?
Thanks, Barb.
Was that two dudes?
What is that? Ooh, I am oddly turned on right now.
What was that, two dudes?
No,
it didn't sound like a woman.
It's from Nice and Smooth's infamous album.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Okay.
May have been Dillman throwing chi balls at women.
Throwing at their pussy?
may have been this guy lifting weights.
What are you
doing? Yeah, buddy. I wait, baby.
That butter peanut. I don't think, that'd be great, though, if it was Dillman. You'd hear the... Yeah! You'd give it...
Oh, Dill. The Dillman.
The dildo man.
I've got a story I've been sitting on for a while. I got to get it off my docket. There's just so many good stories out there. Next thing you know, it's been forever that you haven't reported on a key topic.
Yeah, what's the topic?
This is from Barb. Barb's a woman of the world. She's travels all over.
Yeah, she's well-traveled. She's well-versed in many cultures and languages.
This is from USA Today. Apparently the Swiss hold citizenship very sacred. And they, I think locally, can vote you in or out. So this is about that. There's a village called Gipf Oberfrick in northern Switzerland. A woman by the name of Nancy Holton. She's known as a rabble-rouser.
She self-proclaimed rabble-rouser? Or the locals
I think the locals have dubbed her.
Okay.
She often complains, and publicly, about the cherished Swiss tradition of cowbells, arguing they're dangerous for human ears and cows alike.
Oh, this lady's a fuck it. She's more than a rabble rouser. I'd call her a rabble cunt. She's complaining about cowbells are bad for the human ear.
She disagrees with Will Ferrell.
Oh my God.
No more cowbells.
But dude, that's part of the fucking culture. The cows walk up in the mountains. You hear the cowbell.
She does not like the bells.
I have a fucking Swiss cowbell.
Well, she thinks it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
She's 41. She's a Dutch citizen.
Oh, she's young.
She lived in Switzerland for 33 years, since she was 8 years old. Has also objected in the past to the sound of church bells ringing in the early morning
what
hours.
What is this? Said
he hates bells.
Problem.
Hates
Maybe
bells.
Maybe she has a very sensitive hearing.
I don't know. Hates bells for whatever reason.
Jesus.
So her villagers don't like her anti-bell campaigns. Residents voted in November to deny her request for Swiss citizenship. It was the second time she applied and was denied. You need to go see these people around.
Everybody in the town fucking hated you. Here's my thing. Complain about the bells after you get the citizenship.
But I think she's already been branded. Even if she says she loves the bells, it's too late.
Oh, now she says she loves the
bells?
No,
I'm saying even if she does.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but a long ago.
They know she hates the bells.
But long ago, she should have kept her mouth shut about the bells until she got that citizenship.
So apparently in Switzerland's grassroots democracy, naturalization requests are decided by the communities where you live, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Rather than by federal authorities. The reason is local residents know the applicant well and can determine whether they become worthy of becoming Swiss. Really, really hold it high.
That, dude, but that's great because you got to be a model citizen. Otherwise, everyone's like, fuck you guys. You know how many people I would love to vote out of this fucking country?
But you can have a personal beef with somebody and just vote them out.
Yeah,
Steve O'Neill would be denying people for personal beef.
Yeah, but Steve O'Neill had a lot of friends, too.
That's true. But he could sway a lot of voters.
One guy, Steve O'Neill in a passion Steve O'Neill speech,
yeah,
he'd win back.
But what a piece of shit. No, I'm saying he could deny people who may deserve to get in.
Oh, yeah, he could probably control the in and out. But he's a fair man. man. He was a fair man.
You'd have to grease his palms a bit. Maybe get him a foul.
He had a good sense of right and wrong, so he wouldn't deny anybody.
The local politician, Tanya Suter.
How big is this village, by the way? Did he give a population?
But she said she annoys us and doesn't respect our traditions. This is a local politician coming out.
You know what? It's a lot of audacity to come into this fucking village, and the cowbell and the church bell are steeped in fucking Swiss history, and then you go, I don't like it? Fucking get out of there, lady.
She may hate the Swiss Army knife as well.
You're done then.
I don't know if she does, but she might.
She probably does. Why live in Switzerland then? Go back to your fucking... Where is she from?
She's Dutch, Netherlands.
Would she hate windmills?
I don't know. So Holton, she's an animal welfare activist who says cowbells are too loud and heavy around a cow's neck. Told USA Today that the village decision is unfair and not appropriate for a country that's developed in Switzerland. It hurts me because this is my home. Orris Treyer, a spokesman for the village's administration, said the residents do not have any beef with Holton's beliefs, but they object to her widespread campaign on social media and in the international press, dragging them through the mud. Not liking cowbells or church bells is no reason to deny naturalization, because in Switzerland we have freedom of expression, he told USA Today. But if a person makes her criticism public, people may see it as rebellion against our traditions. So it's like, you can say it, but keep it to your fucking self.
No, you can say it, but you're going to fucking reap all the shit that rains down on top of you.
So immigrants who don't follow Swiss customs in general won't become citizens, even if they lived in the country a long time, are fluent in one of the national languages, German, French, or Italian, and are employed. Several past cases demonstrate the importance of integration. Last year, members of an immigrant family were denied citizenship because they wore sweatpants around town and
the old sweatpants family. Well, we're keep voting them out.
And they didn't greet their neighbors. So sweatpants and being unfriendly.
I want to move to this fucking town. I won't ever become a citizen.
Think you'd get in?
No, but I would still love the antics.
What if they love this podcast and we got voted in immediately? We'd get voted down because of this podcast.
I would love to see Don Barris go to this town to get localized. They'd be like, he's wearing sweatpants all the time. He's actually friendly. They probably love him.
Who hates sweatpants? What's wrong with sweatpants?
I love it though.
Town?
Everyone's wearing their fucking lederhosen.
I guess. What was more offensive, the sweatpants or the neighbor not saying hello, or the combo they can't handle?
I think it's just a bunch of slops. What? The whole family was wearing sweatpants. That might be the only thing they ever wore.
That's what it said.
I love the pettiness.
Take your sweatpants and get out of our village.
Fuck out of our country.
I didn't know the Swiss were so held themselves in such high regard.
Dude, they were probably the biggest assholes, those people, and they were probably just looking for something. Just, they didn't want to say, maybe they were being nice and didn't really want to tell them their true feelings, so they used the sweatpants as the scapegoat for not letting them in.
They've denied citizenship to Muslim girls who didn't want to swim with boys. They wouldn't let them in.
See, I don't agree with that. That's a little murkier there.
In another case, two brothers from Syria who refused to shake hands with their female teacher were denied citizenship.
Now they're getting really fucking petty. Jesus Christ. Some guy had a fucking booger hanging out of his nose so he couldn't get in. What the fuck?
I think a loud fart can get you banned.
Oh, I think it could definitely get you banned. By the way, we got to talk 60 days in, because there are some great rippers in that after this.
By a character named O'Neill.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, 1L.
Dude, that is... Okay. What? My dream scenario is that everyone becomes super paranoid that they're not going to get in. Like, it becomes this fake town
but say
of
you,
fake hospitality.
Say you're born into it and you just wear sweatpants every day to flaunt it. Like, there's got to be a Billy Madison of this village.
I wish you could get voted out even if you were a citizen.
That would be cooler, because then everyone would be on edge.
But at first I was behind them. Now I'm not so behind them. Talking about not shaking hands. The sweatpants was funny, but now they're really getting petty as fuck.
These Muslim girls didn't want to take swim lessons with boys.
I mean, that's part of their religious belief. Wearing sweatpants is something you could fix. Also, not being an asshole with the cowbells is just... I don't think that person should be a citizen.
Yeah, an American expat lived in Switzerland more than 40 years, denied
For what?
He did not know local geography and
he gave a geography test and he didn't fucking know it.
And he did not make friends in the community.
These people are really, like, what do you have to do? Suck everyone's dick as you walk down the street?
I think they could say, like, hey, lick my scrotum right now. If you
or we're not going to make you a citizen. Dude, I bet shit like that happens. What do you got to be, a politician? Kissing babies? Shaking hands? Like, if you go out to the grocery store, it's got to be a taxing experience. Because you literally got to say hi to everybody. You got to shake everyone's fucking hand. You got to be dressed properly.
Pet the horses.
Yeah, I mean.
Compliment their bells.
What do you, bells out your mouth. You might have to rent a tuxedo just to go to the fucking go to buy cigarettes.
I want, like, you can't masturbate too loudly or vigorously, or like they'll storm into your house and deny you. Like, do you think they gather? Like, what's the
this
process?
This is village justice, man.
People are crazy.
Oh, I gotta wonder how many people live in this village, but you know,
I'd say it's on the, oh, it says right here, according to. Oh, sorry. That wasn't it.
Also, like, these families have probably lived here forever, so they all know each other. Like, their families have probably been there for hundreds of years, so they all know each other, and they all probably fucking get together in their sewing circles and be like, we don't want those fucking people here. Look at their sweatpants. This guy doesn't shake hands with anybody.
Look at their sweatpants. I feel bad for any immigrants who end up in this place.
Yeah, you're going to say shithole, rightfully so.
You're walking on eggshells. Talk about,
this is worse than racism. Because you're fucking, you could be fucking booted for anything.
I mean, they don't throw you out, but you just don't, you're not a citizen.
No, I know, but I think that eventually, what, can you live there forever?
They may, I mean, somebody's been there 40 years. Man. It says, while becoming Swiss isn't easy, those who qualify are naturalized. So what does it mean? Just not officially? Like, you are...
I guess, what the fuck does it matter if you can just live there?
Yeah, I guess. I guess if they just have the power over you, you're not officially in the club.
I mean, if they can dictate what you fucking wear and get pissed if you're not saying hi to people. Jesus.
The woman, Nancy, said she doesn't know when she'll reapply, but she vows to continue her fight for anti-cowbells. Said, I want to be able to express my opinion. She's not giving in.
How heavy is the goddamn bell on the cow?
This is a gridlocked battle. They're not getting to her, and she's not getting to them.
Here's the problem, Nancy. You got to learn your fucking lesson. If you want that citizenship, you better drop this.
Yeah. It's pretty...
That was just... I almost want to move to this town just to fucking see the fucking people that are making these decisions. This sounds like a real cunty country club or something where they don't want you to be a member.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, like, if you're, like, would they let a black guy in? Like, are there anything like that?
I bet you that people wearing sweatpants, it could have been black, and they're like, we don't want to use skin color.
It may have been, like, a sweatsuit.
So we're using the sweatpants.
It may have been a sweatsuit.
Warm-up suit.
I thought most people thought sweatpants were cool. They're like, hey, they're comfortable.
Dude, I want to know what the daily attire is in this fucking village.
I would say slacks, probably, right? If they're concerned about that.
It must be.
It's fucking bizarre.
Man. But it was funny until they started, like...
They got crazy.
Yeah, getting people for their religious beliefs.
They got power
like
hungry. It's one thing to go after the cowbell lady in the sweatpants.
Is this
family.
Bushwood? Country club?
It's crazy. Let's move there.
I would like to move there just to every year apply for citizenship and say, fuck you. Just be a dickhead the whole time.
Just move there.
I just like to hear the reasons.
Be the most obnoxious, like, out of control. Like, you're drunk all the time. Yeah. You're throwing up on people's lawns.
I would love to hear my reason. They're like, we can't make him a citizen because he always takes dumps in the street. He won't stop doing it.
Oh, man. Speaking of taking dumps in the street, I have this article. I think Barb's, or maybe somebody else sent me this. I forgot about it. And Stephanie sent it to me again.
Brush
me.
Or?
Nope. Michigan, Stephanie.
Okay.
This is from The Mirror, the Daily News' rival. So apparently a guy in China, 45-year-old guy, he ended up in the hospital, intensive care, because he put two live fish up his asshole. and they swam up into his intestines.
He's not going to get citizenship in Switzerland.
No, that is
for this type of
definite
behavior.
Banning.
What the fuck?
He was drunk when he did it.
Wait, how big were these fish?
I'll tell you in a second. He was rushed to the hospital with signs of a temperature, low blood pressure, and severe stomach pain.
So these things swam up his intestine?
Yeah, I think one broke his one broke through the wall, causing him almost to go septic.
What a fucking
What do you think was going to happen?
Also, I'm sorry.
Did he think they were
going to
come out his mouth? Like, was he trying to do a party trick?
I mean, yeah, was he in a kegger? What was this guy fucking
what
doing?
What was the goal? Like, was also, it, I'm assuming it was for sexual pleasure.
Yeah, but I would have
He's
never,
a live creature.
But I never would have thought a fish could swim up your asshole. Well, I mean, are these asshole fish?
Yeah.
What are these guys spawning? Yeah. Are these like these asshole salmon?
They were trying to get...
They specialize in swimming upstream your asshole.
They're called the Andy Dufresne fish. They swim through miles of shit to come out clean
out
those.
That pipe.
The man,
I guess their only inclination is to go forward. They're trying to look for a way out.
Yeah.
You should have put them in tail first.
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't think any fish can swim backwards.
The man admittedly reported.
Why he do two, by the way? The first one didn't feel good enough.
Maybe he thought he missed. Maybe he was like, I don't want to be alone in there, like Finding Nemo. I want two of them.
Stuck in my asshole. I don't have to have company. How did they survive?
The man admitted to putting two pond loaches into his anus.
Pond loaches?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a cool fish.
Doctors in southern China removed the fish. One had broken through his bowel wall, which caused the severe abdominal pain.
Is there a picture of the fish?
No, they had stayed in the patient's body for over 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
They had to do abdominal digital radiography to locate them because they'd been in there so long.
Oh, these things are moving and they're tracking them.
Oh, yeah.
This is like Hunt for Red October over here, but with fish in your asshole.
He was diagnosed with perforation of the intestine and was at risk of septic shock.
Oh, my God. Who would have thought that would happen? I mean, then again, why were you putting fish in your asshole? But what, I mean...
Doctors told reporters that the second fish was stuck in the upper left section of his abdomen. Really made some fucking leeway. Beat that. Maybe
that
it was
doing
a race. Maybe it was a race.
Where'd the first... It passed the first one?
Sound like it, yeah.
Oh, the first one already perforated his fucking intestine.
A doctor said the second fish, that's the one that swam up to the upper area, is 4 inches long and 0.8 inches wide. So pretty thin, but it's a
it's like a wiener going up.
It's a thin wiener. Like
yeah,
0.8.
It's a real thin wiener, but it's going up your... It's like a noodle wiener.
He said he could have lost his life if this fish swam further and reached upper organs. He would have been gonzo.
Whoa.
Dead by fish in the asshole.
Wow.
It's a weird way to... It's a weird
way
of torture.
Do you think he must have felt it? He must have felt them the whole time, even when they were... Getting around the other organs?
It sounds severely painful.
What a psycho. Is this real?
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't say like if he was a gay. Like what was behind it? Was he gay? Was
Dude,
he
can
just...
you... can I see what these fish look like?
A loach fish?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Chinese loach fish? I mean, yeah. They really skipped over the
why.
Number one question here, which is motivation. Like the doctors must have asked this asshole.
Here's one.
Oh, they're like fucking eels. Oh, God. Wish I'd never seen that. Oh, they're just like worms going in.
Of some Chinese guy's asshole.
I mean, my fear of like swimming in rivers and stuff is something enters either your pee hole or your a hole.
You got to duct tape both.
Yeah, and
holes.
This guy's doing, he's living out the nightmare intentionally.
I wonder what he drank.
Freaking shit.
What alcohol caused you to go that crazy?
Dude, I don't want to drink any of the beer in China. That sounds fucking insane.
Speaking of odd twists and turns.
You get beer in China? They have beer?
Yeah, I assume so.
I don't know. It's a communist fucking deal. I don't know if bars are, but I'm assuming you must.
Somebody sent me a nice tweet. They thought Barbara Hernandez killed herself in prison.
No, because of that piece of shit, Aaron.
She did not. I don't know if you saw this. Barbara, who is no relation to Aaron Hernandez, just the same last name.
Probably somewhere down the line.
Could be.
The Hernandez clan.
I don't know. Barbara, you may want to do some Ancestry.com.
1,000 years from ago.
So apparently, Barb sent me this article. And I don't know why this is just coming out now. I don't know if it's due to things they found in his cell.
Yeah.
So apparently, and this is allegedly, there's speculation that Aaron Hernandez murdered Odin Lloyd because he knew that he was bisexual.
Oh.
Real soap opera twist.
It is.
And he called him a word I've never heard in my life, a schmoocher.
Schmoocher.
Which Hernandez took to mean as a gay slur.
Schmoocher?
I've never heard that in my life.
Well, be sure not to call it to anybody. You might fucking end up dead.
So Hernandez apparently has had a gay lover, they believe, since high school.
Really?
When he was arrested and out on bail, he
could see that.
Set up a trust fund for his wife, his daughter, and this mysterious man from high school.
Maybe it was just the coach who really cheered him on.
And they said also that there was a man in prison who was mourning Hernandez's loss so hard that he himself was on suicide watch. Wow. Speculation that may be his lover in there.
Wow. The plot does thicken.
Very odd. Last fucking... I get his family requesting a CTE scan, but it's like, come on, man. This guy was... He was doing it in college.
Also, I don't...
He was already in trouble in college.
I don't even know why we spent so much time on this asshole. He was dead. Yeah. Okay, good. I don't... You know? It's one less fucking piece of shit in our, stuck in our system for 50 years.
Sounds like he had a wild last night. He was on synthetic marijuana, they believe, which obviously a guard snuck in.
How was he not in... He had like multiple life sentences, didn't he?
Well, off the first trial. He was just innocent.
I know, which it was shocking. But his lawyer said that he thought he was going to get him out for the other one.
That's what they thought.
But so this is crazy.
So
he did it.
They think he was on synthetic marijuana. He had a John 3:16, I believe, Bible passage. He had written it on his forehead in red ink. He had made red marks on his palms and his feet to
for like stigmata.
Yeah, like Jesus.
Jesus Christ, this fucking asshole.
He slicked his floors with soap suds, Home Alone style, so if the guards ran in...
Oh, my God. Whoa, look at that. That's a great sketch.
And he barricaded the...
Whoa.
And he barricaded the cell door.
How do they allow this to happen?
I don't know.
How do they allow this to happen? I mean, they probably did allow it. They're probably like, fuck
yeah. You're like waiting there. They're like, is he dead yet?
The guards are probably like, we need to soap the floor after this fucking hanging.
Yeah,
like,
we need to make this look realistic. Who knows? The more, like, if you wrote a script about all this stuff, people would be like, that's bullshit. It never happened. I mean, this guy led the fucking most bizarre life.
Yeah, he was a murderer that was just walking around.
But he's playing pro football.
And he's out in the public eye, which is the greatest alibi of all time.
Porking,
it's like, oh, who's playing
porking
football?
Porking guys that no one knows about. I mean, it's this bizarre.
And he's only 27?
He wasn't old. He was young.
He did a lot in that fucking... He killed many people. He played the NFL.
You think about...
He had a fucking kid.
What it takes to get to the NFL. What a waste. You blew it.
Yeah. Wasn't he going to get like $10 million a year? Did he sign like a five-year, $48 million contract?
He was such like a sociopath that he met with the Patriots owner, and he's like, are you cleaning things up? And he like gave this impassioned speech of like, I've turned everything around. Then he gave, I think, like $1 million to Robert Kraft's late wife's charity. And then they're like, oh, they fell hook,
really,
line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this guy was murdering people.
Dude, supposedly they found some Chinese fish in his asshole, too.
I wouldn't be shocked at this point. He may be a citizen of Switzerland.
How did he get any of that shit to write on and do? And I mean, it's pretty crazy. Did they put the soap on the floor for himself?
They said for the guard. Oh, they said also, yeah, so he wouldn't back out. So if he touched down, he would slip.
I mean, that's got to be some pretty slippery soap.
Why did he have soap?
I don't know. What are you fucking doing? Doing his dishes in there?
I don't know. What the fuck? And who gave him the synthetic weed?
Yeah. What the fuck is
There's a guard. We need maples on this case.
Oh, my God.
Maples.
The worst is like him trying to make himself a martyr with this fucking, with the Jesus wounds.
On the same day, the Patriots went to the White House. Hernandez killed himself.
Maybe because he wanted to meet Trump.
They said they were like, they didn't understand it because they thought things like had looked up a little bit for him. But
yeah, he like hugged his fucking lawyer right after.
But they
like
said he was bawling, and there may be speculation. Either he did it and they're like going through the trial, really put him through the ringer. Or I don't know. I think it's a mystery.
Dude, I was worried that that lawyer was going to get him off of those other charges in an appeal.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter now. I loved all the publicity. Like, why? Who cares why? Who cares who did it? It's done. Another fucking psycho that's gone. Who cares?
There were notes, and I believe the man. That may be why they're saying all this, because he left notes behind in the cell. And one was to this guy. So maybe he like came out. I don't know. Man. And he was like, I always love you. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
I feel bad for his family because...
His daughter, obviously, don't want this to happen.
His parents and his fucking... girlfriend, and I mean, I don't know what they knew, but I mean, he sounded like he was a true sociopath.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people say.
I feel bad, but over him dying, he's just a fucking...
He said very charismatic, you know, like the usual traits. Very charismatic, could win you over, could lie to your face when you have no idea. And this guy was married. His wife had no clue that he had a lover for a long time.
Yeah, possible lover. The lover should come out now and sell his story.
Goes to show you, if you know something about somebody, you may want to keep it to yourself. Jesus Christ.
Man.
Schmoocher. Never heard the word in my life.
Schmoocher. Hey, you dirty schmoocher.
Fucking crazy.
Well, it almost sounds like some fucking like 60-year-old slur. Like something, hey, old schmoocher.
And then the guy who lied for him and helped him hide the gun said, if I had known he was a limp wrist, in quotes, I wouldn't have hidden the gun for him.
Was this in the trial?
I guess. No, it's all coming out now. It seems odd. Like, why did they not deal with it?
Did you Google schmoocher?
No, but it was in the article. Let me see if anything comes up. I mean, maybe it's a fish that goes on people's assholes.
You schmoocher. It's got to be on Urban Dictionary, at least. There's got to be an origins to this word. It's kind of a lame fucking word.
Here's what
word.
Came up, is that all Aaron Hernandez stuff. It says schmooch, but it just means like slang for smooch, like a different way to say it. Came up on Urban Dictionary. Yeah, it's all about Aaron Hernandez's secret bisexuality.
If you've heard that term before, please reach out and let us know because maybe
it's... What a crazy story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all Aaron Hernandez. It's really bringing this word to the forefront.
Maybe it was a certain part of the country that said it?
Maybe this guy like made it up. Or maybe it wasn't even intended to be about him being gay and he just mistook something the guy said.
He read between the lines.
I believe he was on synthetic marijuana the night he killed that guy as well.
This guy in synthetic marijuana, bad things happen.
Seems like
maybe
most people in
that.
Synthetic marijuana don't end well.
Also, I don't know
why. John Jones' brother ended up running naked to a state police place to ask for help on synthetic marijuana.
Why do they call it synthetic marijuana? Because it's not.
Chemically produced. No?
Yeah, it's not marijuana any longer.
Yeah, it's just derivative.
It's something else.
Well, that's the synthetic.
But it has like a similar molecular structure to marijuana, but slightly different.
Why not just stick with the old-fashioned marijuana?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What do you need to be synthesized?
What do I need to drink? Synthetic beer? I'll drink a beer.
I don't. Then you know it all comes from China. Did you ever see that Vice on that?
No.
It's crazy.
Was Ari Shaffir in it?
No, but they just, like for ecstasy, they'll just change one molecule or one sort of the structure of it, just slightly tweak it, and then it's no longer ecstasy under the federal law. But they do it in China, and you send the formula to China, and they'll make anything you fucking want. The
problem
with
ecstasy is you don't know who the fuck's making it or what it is.
No, not at all.
Can be poison, can be heroin.
But most of the time it comes from China. And the Chinese don't test it. You pay them and they make you whatever you want. And they don't know what the fuck it does. The same with the bath salts and all that shit. It's a fucking crazy thing.
Stick with low-key drugs, everybody.
Yeah.
Play it cool out there.
Yeah, nice and
don't
nice
get
and
crazy.
Just go with the natural stuff.
Don't get fucking crazy.
Go with the natural.
Before we get into some 60 Days In... Apparently, mountain lions are going crazy.
Oh, I saw this. A lot of people sent it to me.
There were two different articles about this. There's one from the Huffington Post from Barbara, keeps an eye on the mountain lion community.
Was this the one where they broke into the house?
Yeah, mountain lions snuck into a California home, snatched a sleeping dog from the foot of a family's bed on Monday.
Yeah, the mother and daughter woke up to see a mountain lion at the foot of the bed.
Victoria fought. Didn't sound like she had a lot of fight in her that night. Said she was sleeping with her daughter. Sounds odd.
Ah, please, not that. I mean,
well, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Around 3 a.m.
they were having sex.
I don't know.
They were 69ing.
Around 3 a.m. when she woke to the sound of her 15-pound rescue dog barking.
Why did they have to put rescue dog in there?
She reportedly saw the shadow of an animal entering through some French doors that were cracked open to let the dog in and out. Terrible mistake.
Also, why you have French doors? That's pretty wide open spot.
When you get USA doors.
Yeah. Why don't you get a doggy door?
She then watched the animal grab her dog from its bed and leave.
She watched it and stop it at all.
As soon as I saw it walk out, I said, "That's a lion."
Why didn't she do something?
What do you do? I don't know.
It must have been some sort of fight with the dog.
The dog's only 15 pounds. A little dinky.
It's a, I mean,
dude, these things
it's not
big.
Huge.
Look at this
15
thing.
Pounds.
This thing against they a 15 like, pounder.
They weigh like 80 to 100 pounds.
It's a big creature.
Mountain lion.
And it's 3 in the morning. I think it was probably dead asleep.
Why didn't you throw a lamp at it?
I think this lady wakes up to see a goddamn crazy. Mountain lion in her bedroom.
No one would think that that would be a possibility.
She's just trying to sleep with her daughter.
I would probably shit my pants. You know when you wake up and you don't know what the fuck's going on? I already like wake up freaked out a lot. So if I saw a mountain lion, I mean, I don't know why.
What if you were mid-pump fucking? Would you interrupt it to try to defend the animal?
Yeah, I'd chase it out with a boner. Probably fucking try to shred it.
You could fall and break
scratch
your,
and
you
post.
Could break your dick.
No, my dick goes up. It doesn't. My dick, it falls. It'll lay just lay against my stomach.
It's like a kickstand.
I don't have a dick that goes straight out. My dick gets hard like a fucking 19-year-old kid's dick. Just goes straight up in the air.
Authorities searched the property. They found large wet paw prints at the entrance of the bedroom as well as some blood.
What, did it wash its hands before it came in?
Dog's still missing. I got a feeling they ain't finding
yeah,
that dog.
Yeah, the dog's dead, man.
That
they
dog's
ate
gone.
It. Well, you better look for a collar and some fucking mountain lion shit. That's about the only way you're going to find anything.
Or the bones. Don't worry, Detective Sal Zuno's on the case.
What part of California was this? Sal Zuno. What is this guy? What, does this guy retire from the NYPD to go become a detective in some
Pescadero?
Fucking Pescadero, California.
Never heard of it. It's where Sal Zuno lives.
Yeah.
Sal Zuno sounds like a sumo champion. Sal Zuno
couldn't take the fuck. Maybe he had a bad experience on like some big city police force that he was like,
Sal Zuno
it's
sounds
time
like
to go to the country.
He's a man I imagine studying under Dillman.
Yeah.
Sal Zuno has been to a few hotel ballrooms.
Dude, Sal Zuno, we could do a TV show about Sal Zuno's move to a
Sal Zuno. Sounds like one last name, Bob Sal Zuno. But it's two.
It's Sal Zuno.
Yeah. What I'm saying doesn't sound like Michael Sal Zuno.
Yeah, Sal Zuno as just one last name would be a better last name.
Sal Zuno's pizza.
What's the origins of Zuno?
I would say Italian.
Hey, Zuno. Hey, Zuno, get over here.
Up to bat, Sal Zuno.
Paging Mr. Zuno. Mr. Zuno, you have a courtesy
sounds
call.
Sounds like an intergalactic porn star.
Sal Zuno. It just sounds like a Mexican porn star.
Sal Zuno.
Now, here to fuck the donkey will be Sal Zuno. So, that is a great fucking name. Write that name down. We're going to use that name in the future somewhere.
So Sal Zuno.
Sal Zuno?
It's his nickname.
Sal Zuno. Hey, Zuno.
I think he loves playing Uno just because his name is in it.
Dude, it'd be great if Seagal. Anyone seen Sal Zuno?
Killed Bobby Lupo.
You ever know why anyone killed? You know why he killed Sal Zuno?
So Sal Zuno said, obviously the family is very shaken. Thanks, Sal Zuno, for telling us that. You have to say, obviously, why even say it? Unfortunately.
I thought they'd be cool with it. A fucking mountain lion, while they were sleeping, came to the foot of their goddamn bed. They woke up and they're like, oh, this is a normal occurrence.
This is either a single mother or the father maybe works nights. Where was the man?
Probably piping some lady. Allegedly piping a lady
him.
On the side. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he was with Sal Zuno drinking.
Maybe he was a schmootzer. Schmootzer.
Could be. Unfortunately, their dog was taken. It is unfortunate.
Well, they get Liam Neeson on the case.
Sal Zuno's terrible with the media. There's a reason he's in this small town.
Dude, he came from somewhere else. Nobody in this fucking town was born there named Sal Zuno.
Listen to this guy's quote. Unfortunately, their dog was taken. It is unfortunate. You started off.
Dude, this is Sal Zuno. Come on. We got to reach out to Sal Zuno for an exclusive interview.
Some sound
we should
bites.
Call the police department, see if we get Sal Zuno to talk.
I bet we could, to be honest.
And just talk. Hey, Salzuno. Come on,
just
man.
Just call him Salzuno as many times as we can. How you doing, Salzuno? Anyway, Salzuno.
We're here for Salzuno.
I want to introduce Salzuno to Scotty Maples.
Maples and Salzuno probably wouldn't. Dude, it would be like water and oil. It would not mix.
Yeah, Salzuno does not have a number one on the sides. I picture long hair with Salzuno.
Scotty Maples still got his shit together a little bit, but I picture Salzuno to be more of like a Jamie Noel.
Just a small town. Yeah. I picture him kind of like the sheriff in Stranger Things, kind of very low-key, doesn't really do a whole lot.
That guy was kind of a badass.
A little bit, but he like seemed like it was very small town.
He had
a town.
Darkness to him. I picture him more as like a Gomer Pyle of this fucking town.
Just a wandering idiot.
Just the, yeah, bumbling fool.
Just goes to 7-Eleven, flirts with the counter lady.
Yeah, while a crime takes place right behind him.
Like a Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah.
So Salzuno said it is unfortunate, after saying unfortunately, that this was one of their family members, but we're glad the people were not hurt. Salzuno sounds like a real fucking schmoocher.
Oh, you think he spent all night writing the fucking, writing out his speech?
His coworkers were like, Sal, hey Zuno, this is your shot.
Don't blow it, Zuno.
And he was shaking.
Zuno, this is going to put us on the map.
Zuno.
Do you think he was the best public speaker, or do you think that they knew Zuno would fuck it up, so they, as a prank, they made him do it?
I think Zuno is taking public speaking classes at the local JC.
You think they have a JC in there? And he's thinking about the high school.
From night school.
I think he has, like, Sal Zuno might be taking private classes from a speech teacher in high school.
Let me Google Sal. Sal Zuno is not a common name.
There's probably only one guy in the world named Sal Zuno. It's gotta be.
Here's his LinkedIn.
Right away?
He's a sheriff detective, Salzuno.
Sheriff detective?
Oh, he's Salzuno on Twitter. Is this him? Tell me, this is the one and only.
Is it at Salzuno?
think this can't be a cop, can it? This guy?
Yeah, that looks like a fucking cop. That looks like that picture of Salzuno to look.
Is Pescadero in NorCal? He's talking about Beta Breakers.
Yeah, is this guy in from California?
This is Sal
Zuno.
This
has got to be him,
this
dude.
This is about a missing autistic boy. This is Sal
Zuno. This guy's got a missing autistic boy and a fucking...
He's doing a tweet about it. But he hasn't tweeted since... That's like in 2015. He's not active on Twitter.
Took some time off.
Sal Zuno.
Keep an eye on this guy because we might have to dig a little deeper into Sal Zuno. This guy's got some sort of backstory that we don't know about yet.
Says he's an under-budget sheriff.
This guy's making... He's trying to get the city or the state to give him more
money. 2014, Deputy Salzuno saved a life. I don't know how he did it.
Did he say that, or is this the article?
It's an article.
From the...
Let's see.
What is it? Chippewa?
That's on SoundCloud? What the fuck is that? Tescadero? Is that what I said?
Tescadero.
No, Pescadero.
Pescadero.
New training program for police. Oh, here's a picture of him from 2005. San Mateo. Yeah, this is Northern California. This is near Stockton, I think.
I think it is.
Jerry McFly. You ever been to Pescadero?
Dude, he probably went to school with Sal Zuno.
Oh, where's Zuno?
Jerry McFly has the connection to everybody.
Oh, Zuno's on the right. Typical. We can't see him. Here he is doing some training.
That's the back of Zuno's head?
Yeah.
Who's that fucking weird dude?
They're doing training on like dealing with victims.
Ah, I see.
So, if you live in an area, maybe not leave your doors wide open when you go to sleep.
Yeah, if you got mountain lions patrolling the fucking area.
You know what that is? That's poor dog ownership. You got to take that dog out at night.
Yeah, then
so
you
it
don't.
Doesn't take a shit in your floor.
Yeah, you would have no reason to leave the door open. Also, into your bedroom?
Oh, here's an older Salzuno. That is a number one on the sides.
Oh, dude, he looks like Maple's fucking brother. He looks like Scotty Maple's brother who changed his name to Zuno and moved to California.
He looks like Maple's meets Noel. He's like a bit of a combo.
Do you think that Maple's and Noel secretly have a child named Zuno?
After this Hernandez case, I think anything's
Scotty,
possible.
We're going to call him Sal
Zuno. Put him off in NorCal. No.
Jamie Noel had a baby. He made him run away with him.
We're going to call you Sal. Look at this picture.
Dude, this fucking guy's a character and a half.
Sal Zuno for three. Think he play? He must play in all the rec leagues. He probably is in Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, everybody, every town's got a Guns N' Roses band.
He's the front man. You put Zuno at that mic.
You don't put Zuno on drums.
You don't waste.
He's a front man for sure.
You don't waste Zuno.
Yeah, Zuno.
You got Zuno.
Nobody put Zuno in the corner.
When you got a Zuno in your ranks, you're not going to fuck with it.
Nobody calls him Sal. Everybody calls him Zuno.
Hey, Zuno.
Zuno. Wow. Well, we stumbled across a real gem in Sal.
Oh, man. Did you hear Nate Diaz bought himself a boat?
I saw, but it wasn't a tuner.
No.
A little disappointed in that.
Looks like speedboat.
He gave up on tuners. By the way, boat, worst fucking purchase you could ever make.
You know
in your
that
life.
He's I'm sure he's done everything by the letter of the law, registered it. And
Where is he docking it?
Probably his front yard.
Some lake? I think it's is there a lake nearby?
A stream?
It's not that close to the ocean.
What do you think he named it?
Fuck his name, Nate Diaz.
There it is.
The boat. The fucking
calls it his new whip.
His new whip. Is he living near the? Is Stockton near the water at all? I don't even know.
I would assume it is.
It's got to be. He's gonna be dead broke. I have a feeling real soon.
Well, I mean, he's not earning money right now, to my knowledge.
And
he
does
he's
young.
He does these appearances, but that's not going to last you the rest of your life.
I mean, I don't know. Did he really make $11 million? But after taxes, you pay everyone. He's got five left.
Well, he's got a brother. I think the taxes may.
Well, yeah. Well, then he's going to be a deeper shit. But you got to make. I mean, he may not work for the rest of his life. You got 40 years ahead of him, probably, or more.
Would you trust him to operate a boat? Like, go on it?
I would love to go on a boat with Nate Diaz.
Like him driving it?
Yeah, it'd be great. He's high out of his fucking mind.
Fucking instruments don't fucking work, dog. Next thing, I mean, he can swim, so if you get stuck,
I could see him, you're sitting on the back on like a couch, and he just comes back there and sits with you, and he just fucking has like a rope tied to the steering wheel, and it's just fucking speeding straight.
This fucking thing drives itself, dog. The fucking ocean, dog. You need to fucking turn.
What am I gonna fucking hit? A whale?
Sandbar. Next thing you know,
you're fucking careening to
a capsize.
You run over a fisherman.
You're in Russian waters.
I don't think it's gonna end well with him and that. Getting high, partying on there, hitting something, hitting somebody.
Or driving too fast, like that pitcher who died at 19. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen. People capsize them.
Was that a Dominican guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The new real sports is
he
all
was
about
drunk.
Yeah. Do you know he was five times the legal limit?
Yeah, he said he was fucked up.
So, do you know any Dominican? There's been like 15 NBA or
MLB
players who have died in Dominican Republic. They say it's...
By boat?
No, by car. In car accidents. They say it's the most dangerous place to drive in the world. Because traffic cops... this is great. Traffic cops all go home at 7 o'clock p.m.,
that's good.
And all they have drive-through bars.
Except
like
Zuno, his brother.
No, they have liquor stores that will make you a mixed drink, a drive-through, and they'll hand you an open container mixed drink at a drive-through while you're driving.
It's a party island.
It's fucking crazy.
Last episode's 8-year-old boy could have got a mixed drink in the van with his 4-year-old sister.
Well, which one was that?
The kid who drove to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if he lives in the Dominican Republic. Also, it wouldn't have been a story if it was Dominican Republic, because probably a lot of 8-year-olds driving to McDonald's over there.
Something tells me a lot of 8-year-olds don't have car. Like those kids play baseball like barehanded. They have a lot of poverty.
The means.
That's why these guys go there and they live like fucking gods. They grew up broke. Now
yeah, they always go back. Seem like all of them go back.
You don't hear a lot about kidnapping there. It's more South America, but I think there are a lot of.
Well, because it's. Yeah, I don't know. It might be smaller. I also revere them as like gods.
That's the island that's half Haiti, half Dominican Republic. It's very bizarre. Half and half.
Is there like a thing that you cross and you go...
A border?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Also known as a border.
I would assume there'd be a border.
It doesn't seem like there would be much of a border.
I don't know.
Just like a guy there. Hey, wait.
Do we have any listeners?
Guy on a lawn chair that just waves to you as you drive through. Welcome
he gives
to
you
Haiti.
He gives you a mixed drink.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Jeez.
Yeah, their laws are real lax.
I want to say a family in my town either died, they had young kids, I believe they were Asian, died in either Mexico or Dominican. I don't know which. They were on like one of those buses, like on
Oh, yeah.
And we just went off a cliff.
I want to say the
Donzo, all of them.
The doctor there at one of the, just one hospital said he sees 60 traffic accident victims a week or a day. I don't know, it was something crazy like
What's
that.
What's the insurance like there? Or just people don't insure?
Probably don't have any.
So it would be through the roof, you would think.
But they had a baseball guy who was like a hot, he was a relief pitcher, and they were going to step him up to be like a closer. Some fucking guy on a motorcycle going 100 miles an hour ran into his SUV, shattered his fucking arm. He was in a coma.
Jesus. And I figured that you'd be in the SUV would be, yeah, but I guess going think that about fast.
It, yeah, he it's like T-boned a the motorcycle T-boned him, destroyed his arm. He couldn't pitch anymore. He was a lefty.
Yeah, it was on the outside.
Fuck, man. If you were a righty, he would have been fine.
Was his arm insured?
No, I don't think it was insured because he's driving a fucking taxi cab now.
In Dominican?
Yeah.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
I know, but that's the irony of it.
You better drive before 7 p.m.
Also, the stoplights for some reason stop working at 7 p.m.
What, the whole fucking country closes?
And then everyone's boozing it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They're like, it's 5 p.m. somewhere, but it's 7 p.m. here.
And they know. You're three times more likely to die there than anywhere else, I guess, driving.
So if you go to Dominican Republic,
yeah, make sure you get a rental car with side airbags,
or stay very close to the airport and just walk.
Don't walk out the street.
Not after 7 p.m.
Man, it was a real fucking nutty thing.
Let's get to 60 days in. We were locked out of Roku for a little bit. You were out of town, and yeah. I was locked out of Roku. Then we realized that they put them up. I did not get to see episode 3.
I saw episode 3, but the problem is I fell asleep about two-thirds of the way through.
So episode 3, I don't know what happened, but we'll go to episode 4.
There wasn't a whole lot. They were still settling people in.
Del Rico and Don must have had their...
Yeah, he also did it. That was when he had his freak out in the lockdown.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as bad as they made it out to be. But then episode 4 is where the shit Rumble got juicy.
Rumble in the Bronx. Apparently, this lyric woman who's 20.
Yeah.
She's in the cell with Jessica.
By the way, there's a hot white girl in there.
The girl who does the drugs?
Yeah.
She was kind of hot.
She's pretty hot.
Very
like,
trashy.
If you clean her up, I kind of like her really trashy.
Loves drugs.
But like, if you just cleaned her up a little bit,
she's snorting shit in there. Loves drugs. A lot of these women are really having the time of their lives in this place.
They love it.
They're having a good time.
I love, what's the lady's name? Jessica. Jessica's great because she hates everybody. She's like, these fucking people are pieces of shit.
Maury hates everybody.
But she was a CEO.
And she's bullied, too.
Yeah, but Jessica, I think, more has a better head on her shoulders, really tells it like it is.
Michelle
she fucking
seems,
hates them.
The mom, the single mother, Michelle, seems scared out of her mind.
Yeah. But
out
she's,
of her element.
But she's in that cell with the hot chick. So
yeah.
She gets to see that chick's boobies and
so,
watch her shit.
Lyric and this woman, Aisha... apparently have some sort of beef.
Yeah, quarrel.
And so the CEOs, rather than try to defuse it, just put everyone on lockdown. But they're talking shit through the meal thing, the tray opening. And they're like, when they open these doors, it's on. And apparently Lyric felt like she got the better of the fight. The woman, dude, Aisha, didn't like that her hair was pulled.
Yeah, Lyric did get the better of the fight. That lady was, she had her hair and was on top of her pounding the shit out of her.
Aisha claims... the fight was broken up when she felt like she got momentum. Yeah. And she said the fight goes on until somebody taps, which is a weird system. She said
it's MMA rules in
she
there.
She said you don't break it up. It's until the fighters say it's over. So
yeah,
she felt like it was ended, but she was getting whipped is why it was ended.
Dude, it was classic. I got my ass whipped. I'm trying to save face here. I want to, but then she got round two, and I'll tell you what, Lyric... she got a good punch. She's throwing with
she threw
the hips.
A great right hook to start
right to the
fight.
Hips.
And then it went into the... she whipped her again to get the fuck out of here before I kill you. And
yeah.
The lady left defeated again.
But she was still complaining.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, man.
But everyone knows that she got whipped.
Yeah.
She got thrown out. So if you fight, basically someone walks up to you and like, hey, you come in here. That's what happened. They shut the door.
I don't know, man. Then you go to episode 5 where Too Tall is beating the fuck out of somebody out in the open with six guys on one.
Too Tall is very rangy. He was throwing great long kicks.
Yeah, but I got to be honest with
you. But
it
was very weak fighting.
Yeah, all of those. It was six guys were beating this guy and he kept getting up.
Well, he got up and then he attacked one and started getting over on him. And then
the
numbers.
That one dude threw a great fucking right hand. to knock him down. But he kept getting up, and there was I didn't see any blood.
No. He was fucked up. He said he wanted to go get it looked at.
Too Tall was stopping him, but I feel like he was pulling his stops.
But I think he's so rangy.
But no, he was on top of stopping him. It looked like pussy.
The legs are so long that the power, you know, it gets weaker.
No, it's not true. What are you fucking talking about?
I'm talking fight science.
Dude, he had to... After I saw that fight, I was less scared of everybody in there because I was like...
Yeah, but the numbers, you can't overcome
I know,
that.
But they didn't even... That guy kept getting up like they weren't even fucking hurting him.
All right, we'll talk about that next time. Inmates are suspicious of the guy Calvin, who's very soft-spoken, almost effeminate. He's the guy who dresses like Outcast. And everyone in there thinks he's a Fed, which is not good for this guy.
Yeah.
Another guy.
Well, that's because he was the first guy.
He got pulled out to do the interview, which they shouldn't bring him out first. Such a bad idea.
No, I know. And then everyone.
So he turned to another guy and he goes, "Do you do the interview?" And the guy's like, "Nah, man, I ain't said shit." And got like pissed off, like, "You talk."
Yeah. So then they had to start pulling more people out. Well,
then
everyone
started
was like,
backing off.
And Too Tall was getting interviewed. And then everyone's like, "Oh, it's like, a real show."
And they're loving it. Like, "Oh, we're getting TV time. It's cool."
Yeah.
John is the. Pretty boy looking guy. He used to be some sort of military. He's in a cell alone.
I feel the worst for this guy because
then he gets a big fucking gooner of a cellmate. He's covered in tats, face tats.
And his name is O'Neill. O'Neill with one L.
He's a meth trafficker. John's backstory is that he's a fucking into drugs. And that was the other guy.
The long haired guy who looks like he should be in prison who kept saying,
"I've done a lot of stuff."
Yeah, I was like, "What are you, a rapist? Like, what are you talking about? What have you done?" He said it like five times. "The stuff I've done, I should have been in prison for."
Well, now you are. Yeah. Congrats.
And then he gets a guy who not only...
His cover story is that he was selling a ton of weed.
No, he was growing. He had a grow house.
So the guy he gets is like the ultimate fucking Rain Man of weed growing.
No, he was a suspect at 35 grow houses.
And he goes, "You see how I came up with..." Because he said, "How many plants?" He's like, "I don't know." He goes, "I think it's about this. You see how I came up with that?" Like, got in his head. And he was like,
Yeah, he goes, 1,000, that's federal. 1,000 plants, that's federal. Like, he kept saying shit like that.
Shouldn't they have researched? Yeah. Like, hey, maybe we keep him out of this guy's cell?
No, they put him in there because they want to. They knew it. So they're like, "This will make good TV."
Well, it's gruesome.
He's going to shit his pants.
So John gets stuck with this guy, O'Neill. He's been in this jail for over a fucking year. And O'Neill could be the most annoying person of all time.
Dude.
If there's a guy named Danish who comes in, I'm going to be suspicious.
Dude. And they have to go on lockdown for 20 fucking hours.
The power goes out, and they're supposed to go on. They get like rec time once or twice a week. And Don's freaking out, the guy, the father. He's like, hates authority. He's freaking out.
He's turned into a real fucking inmate.
He's going crazy.
He almost fought that little kid that he's playing chess with, who's like a child.
The guy provoked him.
Did you see when they were walking guys in? There was a guy that was a legit 5'3" that walked in there.
Did you see the guy,
that guy
who looked like fucking the janitor from The Simpsons? He took his shirt off and he was like the most shredded guy I've ever seen. A white guy with a beard and he was bald.
Oh, I saw. Yeah,
he tried to break
up
Too Tall.
Yeah, yeah.
He was fucking... I was like, what? I didn't imagine that at all.
Those fucking guys.
So John is locked down with O'Neill for 20 straight fucking hours. He's trying to read a book on his bottom bunk.
And O'Neill has the greatest...
Biggest rippers.
Just...
Power
huge
shots.
Beefers that he's letting rip.
He's lifting.
And he's loving it.
He's lifting legs to showboat it. He told Johnny, save that one for him.
At some point, he made him take off a Band-Aid that was on his back.
John's like, getting incensed.
At one point, he lifts his leg in the middle of the night. Huge log ripper. And John... Then the smell hits him, and he covers his face with his towel. Or with his
By the way,
blanket.
This is a room that's like as big as like a bathroom. Not big.
When he ripped one, he goes, "I was saving that for you."
What an asshole. Man, John's trying to read. What did he have, like a soap thing or something? He's like, "Look, my Peter's got bubbles coming out of him." He had like something that he was squeezing bubbles with. I don't know what it was.
Might have been toothpaste or something.
And the guy, John, like wouldn't look at him. He's like, "Hey, look at this." And he's dying. Imagine that. That's hell, being 20 hours with that guy.
Yeah.
And you then can't go
you
anywhere.
Have to go back there every night.
You can't leave.
No, you can't escape the farts. And this guy's ripping him on the first night.
And he's a big guy.
Yeah, he's
even
a big
though John's
beefer.
Trained, but he's a big old fucking ogre.
But John, I feel bad for the guy. He's like, every time...
He has that icy, like, military, like, You know, like you can tell he could kick some ass, but he's angry.
I don't know if he can. He's like really. I think he's just had enough of everything.
He already hates
every it. Time Abby's like, he's just too good looking to be in there. Like he does not fit in there. He doesn't belong. He looks like a normal, like good looking guy.
How'd she feel about those big old farts?
Oh, she was dying. She was dying.
Those were power.
Yeah. Did you see? What do you think that guy's diet consists of?
Those were like cleanup hitter farts.
Those were those honey buns.
Soda.
Yeah, and beef jerky. Those ramen. Were rippers. Those were definitely ramen rippers.
Prison fucking.
Prison rippers.
Prison beef.
Yeah. I'd rather be raped probably than have to smell those beefers.
Just to hear them. Just to hear that man. Fucking dumb idiot.
And those are the ones they showed. You know that there was a ton more.
What if you like celebrated it, but then he would only do it? I don't think you can beat that guy. Because if you celebrate it, they're coming even harder in your face. But if you don't do anything, they're going to happen anyway.
How hard do you think the producers were laughing when they watched the footage of him ripping
the editor? The editor was like, beefers. Oh, let me mark these. I bet there's like 50 takes that they didn't even use.
Oh, I know there was way more beefers than that. He didn't just have two. That guy was bringing the heat.
I bet he's jerking it in front. Hey, look at this, John.
Hey, John, you want to come up here for a second? He just jizzes in his face.
Oh, so Jessica describes her dormitory as a big dormitory, or her where she is, as a big dormitory of stupid women who've made the dumbest mistakes over and over again.
That's what I love that quote from her. I was like, this lady. Also, I don't know how her husband seems very emotionally removed from everything.
Like, he's like, you know, like just hang in there. That's all I can say.
She's like, all right.
She's like, I hate it in here. He's like, yeah, you know, I was in there for 10 years.
That's all he. And I was like, this might be problems for her in the long run.
Lyric, so when she gets in those fights, no guards broke it up at all. It was like police.
No guards
there.
Broke up any fights.
No.
Too tall? They just stomped that dude for like 5 minutes.
Remember
nobody
they said you
anything.
Have like 40 seconds and you have like minutes to fight.
No one came.
No.
That guy then, the dude that Too Tall beat up, knocked on the door and wanted to go get some medical attention. He goes, I'm not ratting. I want to get medical attention. No guards came out.
No. And then, so Don's jonesing to get his goddamn wreck in. And there's a power outage. Del Rico is suspicious because he sees the camera in the cell as a red light.
I think
it's a conspiracy.
I love Del Rico and Don John. These two fucking get their minds together. They're insane. They're conspiracy of like, why would the prison shut the fucking power off?
They're like fast friends. Don's like really...
Because Don's completely unstable, and so is Del Rico.
Don's losing it.
Del Rico quickly. Had his back when he was going to fight that child.
He said, hey, man, you're my cellmate. Ain't nothing happened to you.
They're like, I bet you they stay in touch after this.
Matt, the white rocker looking guy, I didn't know this. He was a Marine. Keeps bringing it up.
What I was waiting to hear is to find out that he was never a Marine because he isn't. Do you think he's a rocker? That guy's like.
Oh, he just looks like a rocker.
Yeah, no, he looks like a fucking.
He has long hair, like a goatee.
He looks like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of rocker.
But he looks like a Hesher, like the movie Airheads.
Yeah.
Like shitty long hair. Looks like he has a van.
He looks like he belongs there.
Looks like he has a van with a dragon on the side of it. Like that sort of look.
I wouldn't even, like a minivan with a dragon, not even like a cool full-size van.
So when he's being processed, they make you take the shower. His quote is, the body odor in this place is beyond anything I've ever smelled.
He was loving that shower. He's like, I'll take a shower. I don't have a problem with that.
Dude, you imagine how bad between the farts.
He said some of these guys have been needing a shower for a while.
Well, some of them, I'm assuming, are homeless. You know, guys who get picked up.
Yeah, some guys have probably just been fucking...
Guys are like, I don't want to get fucked, so I'm going to not shower. It's a good defense.
And not a lot of guys get arrested right out of the shower.
No.
You know what I mean?
Very rare.
Who knows? Maybe they've been on the fucking run for a while.
Doing coke for 30 days straight. The BO must be ripe. Real ripe. So who do you have to impress?
Oh, dude, also...
I wouldn't shower every day. I don't even shower for almost every day in my real life.
I don't want to admit this, but... Last week, I went 5 days without showering.
Imagine if you were in jail. You'd go the whole 60.
I could smell my own asshole. It was, I mean, I just, you know how sometimes you lose motivation to do things? Because you're just fucking
so
down and out.
That engagement's going well.
No, that's good. But it's everything else. It's tough when you, if you don't have any money to get married, you're like, oh, God.
You may as well start ripping.
I told my mom, and she goes, this is so fucking disgusting. She asked Abby, how can you even live with him?
What'd she say?
She goes, I don't know.
Calvin's using Too Tall the flat top guy is like 6'6".
Dude, he's making
a bit of
some,
a protective measurement. Yeah,
he's making some huge blunders.
Maples would not be happy.
He
with
gave his meat off his tray to a guy, and a guy promised to pay him later.
And he ain't paying it.
No.
And that he's guy's giving stuff to Too Tall. Too Tall ain't paying you, Calvin.
He gave him the cake.
But Calvin feels pressure because he likes the Too Talls and to keep him safe.
No.
But you're playing, making a deal with the devil, Calvin.
Dude, did nobody see
Ryan?
What was that movie? What was that miniseries on HBO?
Oz.
No, that wasn't a miniseries.
The Iceman.
The Night of.
The Night of.
Yeah, that guy had to suck that guy's dick for protection.
Yeah,
that's what he. That was what he wanted. And
Calvin's
return.
Making a big mistake. You gotta stay away from guys. You stay away from guys like Too Tall. You go under the radar like the guy Nate does in the next episode.
Yeah, not only that,
he just kind of playing it cool. Talks to people, they talk to him.
Too Tall's gonna ask you to do something, or Too Tall's gonna get shipped out. Everyone's know you're a bitch.
Yeah,
and then someone's gonna come in and try to fucking bully you.
Maury, which is a weird name. Spelled like Maureen, but M-A-U-R-I. Yeah. Maury. Her backstory is that she was embezzling, and the women are really going crazy and thinks that she needs a better weave. They don't believe the story.
They say it was $8.99 wig.
$8.99 synthetic.
Dude.
They go, she's got that old woman part on the side.
So the crazy thing is that the reason they think there's a hole in her story is because she has a cheap wig.
But they take your money. One of the women goes, she goes, when they arrest you, the money isn't still there. No,
but what she thought was with that money, she would have bought a better wig. They're not going to take your wig when they confiscate all your shit. They'll probably keep the wig. So they think she was just...
The women,
they're
the people,
dumbest logic
the
ever.
Shittiest detective of all time.
Yeah. That's you know what I need? Sal Zuno to come in there and solve the fucking case.
Sal Zuno would be all up in that ass.
Yeah. I wish Sal Zuno ran the Hotlanta prison. Also, I don't know why they don't call it 60 Days in Hotlanta. It still bothers me.
Maury's roommates are drinking hooch out of what looks to be a shampoo bottle.
It was. I said that. I go, that's a fucking shampoo bottle.
You can't get that taste out.
No. Also, how stupid is that? If I were her, I would just tell her I was a recovering alcoholic.
Or just take a swig and you don't even drink it. Yeah. You do the old thing.
But the way she did it,
great.
I'd try to stay away from all vices. I'd be like, hey, I got a drinking problem. I can't touch this
These
stuff.
Women don't like to be told they're pieces of shit. And she's doing that. She's like, I don't do pills. I don't drink. I don't do vices. And they're like, oh, you saying I got a vice?
Yeah.
She's like, she did the worst thing in here. She's an embezzler.
Yeah, she goes, that's federal. She's out here for federal. That is federal. She goes, what'd she say? I would rather do drugs than embezzle.
Yeah. This little woman drew the line. I don't know what she did to get in there, but she thinks embezzling, she does not.
I don't think she knows what embezzling is, but she's pissed about it.
A guy makes a terrible blunder, and we find out, which we've alluded to next episode. He alleges that he's a blood.
Oh, yeah.
And Too Tall, he's not buying it. And Too Tall hits. He starts.
Why would you? First of all, though, I didn't understand
I think
that guy.
You wanted protection.
Yeah, but
then he didn't know anything.
It didn't seem like anyone was fucking with anybody really in there anyway.
But this guy knew nothing. Someone must have said, like, when you go in there, or maybe he had a friend. I don't know.
Well, you were the king of the Bloods because Too Tall was a high ranking member of the Bloods, and he's the pod boss.
Yeah, so he starts questioning him. The guy has real no answer. So Too Tall is getting enraged. Then he hits him with a nice left, but the guy doesn't do anything to him. That's what starts the fight.
Yeah.
He goes, you know who you fucking with? You know who I am?
Yeah, but it was a shoulder punch.
Yeah, well, he just wanted to let him know. It was like a Stockton slap.
I got to be honest with you, I don't think Too Tall's bringing much more to the table.
Very thin.
Than what he had. But he's fucking like 6'8".
You got to shoot the double leg. Hopefully he doesn't
Dude,
know jiu-jitsu.
It doesn't matter. He still has power just from his size. If he planted and twisted the hips.
He could do put the head down, a flat top ram to your face.
He has a great look, though.
Great flat top.
Great look.
Oh, you remember him, right? Once you see, I mean,
yeah.
It's only one Too Tall. It's a very shitty nickname, by the way.
I loved it. What are you going to call him?
It's Too Tall Jones back in the NFL days, like in the 70s.
He looks like it.
A guy threw out that prison's not making him better. It's making him worser.
I saw that. I was like, I was dying.
I was like, yeah, apparently it's not helping your vocab.
Dude, the white Marine? These Marine guys?
They love it.
They come right. Because, I mean.
They love the camaraderie.
Yeah. They've
been in tough times with a group of guys.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, I can fucking relate. That guy fits. That guy's like the fucking toast of the pod,
having
man.
Having a great time.
He's playing cards. He's having the time of his life. Everybody accepts him.
Do you notice there was cards? How do they have dice? It looked like they were homemade dice.
Dude, I think they were made out of sugar cubes.
It looked like carved.
I think they were made out of sugar cubes.
It looks like no one is running this place.
Yeah, I think they check on you once. Oh, dude, by the way, there's a black CEO who's as big as too tall, but he's like huge. That guy's tall as fuck.
There's a couple of
the main guy.
Them. Yeah.
But there's a guy who's too tall size, only like way bigger as far as body mass goes.
Being a CEO, walking, you were going in there outranked, outnumbered like 50 to 1. Yeah. If not more, it must be terrifying.
Those guys don't seem to give a fuck.
They could kill you.
Where the power outage went, I go, this is insane.
They had flashlights. You could get the fuck
no,
out
I know,
of
but
there.
Anybody, you could have stabbed. I was waiting for that. Somebody to take out beef they had and just start stabbing.
I was looking for the O'Neill to take out his beef and start jerking it.
Just ripping them? I would have ripped one while the lights went out. Everyone would be like,
O'Neill. Then Don, the end of the episode, he's starting to lose his goddamn mind. He said he's scared he's going to snap. A young inmate provokes him.
Dude, he's been in there chess. Like one day, he and starts, he was already fucked.
The inmate's like, I beat you, man. He's taunting him, and he freaks the fuck out, stands up. And the guy's like, come on. And the guy goes, I was on lockdown for 18 hours. He goes, I just wanted someone to fight.
Dude, he is a loose fucking cannon.
And so he starts losing it.
He tries to tap out. He puts the hands and then talks about the TV. I wish they had more channels. Hands behind the head.
Said he felt unsafe. That guy was like a little weenie.
He felt unsafe for that guy because he was going to fucking... He goes, I didn't want to catch charges.
He was enraged.
He was. I think he was going to snap.
This is not a good project for a guy like him to do.
Also, the best...
going to ruin his life.
So then he didn't want to come out of the pod, so the producers had to go in and check on him. And while he's eating at the table, it is the shittiest conversation ever. They're asking about the channels.
How's the TV?
Because the code to get out is, do you want... I wish they had more channels.
And he's like, TV's all right, man.
And then he goes, you sure you wish they had more channels?
Yeah, no, man.
I watch what's on. And it just kept going on, he's though. Like,
what about the channels?
I go, this is a little suspicious.
You want more channels? Like, Del Rico's like, what? This is a conspiracy, man. That guy's a cable pusher.
The guy's trying to sell us a new cable package.
Did you?
What about the guy? The TV is about 20 feet high.
And, dude, a totem pole.
Some guy
had to lift like some small guy up
but
there.
But lifted a guy on his head. He like pushed his hands.
Like a male cheerleader.
And so it was probably like a 12-foot high TV.
I think they do it so people don't touch it.
But don't they have a remote?
I don't know.
The remote had to have broken.
Remember that one guy, Shekel, controlled the remote in the Maples jail.
Oh, I bet you anything that O'Neill probably farted on the remote. No one wanted to touch it.
I need more of O'Neill.
He's great.
He's a star. He could be the breakout star.
Yeah, he's the most annoying, but also just everything about him. Just the shittiness of him as a person, his look, everything.
The fact that he was a meth trafficker. John's thing is that they said he was an ambulance driver who was selling prescription pills, and he's like, some bitch nurse ratted me out. And he's like, O'Neill's like, yeah, that's how it happens. Real fucking dumbass.
Real doper.
Dude, the commercials on the Roku were killing me. Yeah, I watched back-to-back episodes. The second episode had like almost zero commercials.
Really? Oh, dude, mine kept cutting out, so I'd have to restart it.
Mine kept cutting out, too. It was driving me crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was just my internet, but
might
I guess
been
not.
That episode. And then they play like 15 fucking commercials in a row.
Oh, yeah. Dude, five, sometimes there's like 10, literally a full 10 minutes of commercials.
It was driving
They
me
want
nuts.
You to subscribe to the goddamn channel.
We got to reach out to Maples, maybe see if we'll come on.
To talk Hotlanta?
To talk a little differences between his, we could interview him as well.
What he would do? Maybe, I bet you Maples makes an appearance down there.
I'd like to know what he would do as a contestant.
Obviously, Maples should have go in. He should go in.
He can't, though. He's so
recognized. He already lost.
Maybe
he
that's
lost
why
all
he lost
weight.
The weight. Maybe that's why he did.
What if he shows up?
And he grows the hair out, and he and Sal Zuno team up.
Well, how's my boy Sal Zuno doing? Hey, Sal Zuno's got to remember.
We got to reach out to Sal Zuno. Hit him up on Twitter.
Can we do one last story, and we'll get out of here?
Yeah.
So this is from Barb. This is a newer story. Texas woman, her story's gone viral. She got her hand stuck in her shitter at her house.
In her toilet?
Yeah. Reaching in there for this clogged duty.
What is this, Lethal Weapon? The one where you remember the bombs on the toilet?
Her name's Gracie Henderson. I don't know if she's related to Dan. She was
probably
having
not.
A tough time with a move into her new home in New Caney. I believe that's, is that Texas? I believe it's Texas. A water pipe busted in the wall the day I moved in. I got my car stuck in the mud in the front yard. My brand new lawnmower stopped working. She told the Houston Chronicle.
What a fucking day.
Then she got, her toilet clogged. Doesn't say why.
We all know why.
She didn't have a plunger.
Who doesn't have a plunger? By the way, can I just say this? As an adult, I think if you have a toilet and you don't have a fucking plunger, I think you're a complete idiot.
Gonna happen.
Yeah, you gotta have a fucking plunger next to the toilet. I've known people that take huge dumps that don't own a plunger. And I don't know what you do in that situation.
You're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Salzuno is not gonna bail you out.
Have you ever, I've gone to like people's houses, and before I've even sat down, I've looked to see where the plunger is.
I've seen you wear one around your neck like Flavor Flav to a house party just to make sure there's one on the
fire. I have one on a utility belt.
It's no worse feeling. We know somebody who we were doing a shoot for something, clogged the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where it was overflowing. It was dripping down onto a sports car.
The garage. And then I'm walking out and all I hear is, O'Neal, get up here. Get now. And the man is holding the back of the toilet as it pours out onto the floor. I go, what?
Through the ceiling.
I started laughing.
Into the garage, onto the sports car.
And then people were down in the garage, were getting stuff dripped on them. They just thought it was water, but it was duty water. the floor filtered the duty out.
They had their mouths open like it was snow.
remember...
Oh, you're not supposed to use that toilet.
The idiot owner of the house was like, it was his parents' house, but he fucking was still living at home.
They had a sick dog that lived in that bathroom. It was real bizarre.
You're not supposed to use that one. You're not supposed to take a shit in that one.
Okay.
We don't live there.
That was great. I can imagine the panic.
Henderson,
what the fucking water's pouring out?
This woman thought she might be able to fix the toilet by sticking her hand in there. She wanted to get that duty.
Oh, you know, that happened to me on the third floor of our house once, and we had carpet in the bathroom, and it just started overflowing, and I was like, it's going to start dripping down. I mean, I was fucking freaking out. There's maybe no worse feeling in life than a toilet that does not stop running. You know, some of them stop like right at the tippy top.
You see it inching up, and you just sit there helpless. What are you going to do, bail it out?
I mean, I grab the plunger, and I just start plunging
hard. If there's nothing there, you just watch it rise. Watch those waters.
Well, you reach in the back, you take the back lid off, and you pull the floater up, and you hope that it stops.
The floater's
had where it's just literally kissing that top.
Huffington Post getting edgy. They said instead she got herself into a real shitstorm. I didn't know they were allowed to swear.
Whoa.
So here she is, with her hands stuck in the shitter in her front yard.
Oh, they brought the... And she's so embarrassed. What the fuck? She's covering her face. Oh, my God. Hey, you know what they should have told her? Let go of the shit that you're holding in your hand. Let go of the fist.
So,
how far down was she grabbing?
She works as a medic, so she was extra embarrassed because she's like, should know better. So she was embarrassed that her call was going to sound ridiculous to other first responders.
She's lucky she had her cell phone nearby.
She said, it's not really stuck. I'm not really about to call 911 for this. We've done all kinds of crazy stuff as medics, but I've never done a hand stuck in the toilet call. So that was to herself, like, I'm going to see if I can fix this.
Oh, my God. She should use the duty as lubrication to try to get it out.
They had to remove the toilet from the bathroom. They carried it outside with her hands still in it, and then they had to break it open with a sledgehammer a pinata. God.
That's shitty, because now you've lost a toilet.
It is shitty.
And you have your hand stuck in there.
With duty on it when it comes out.
Yeah, under your fingernails. Probably toilet paper stuck in there.
She said my son was mortified when all the EMS and fire showed up. She said she bought a new plunger.
Why? Because the old one wasn't working?
So let's hear the audio, because the audio is
they
great.
Have a 911 call?
No, I don't, but here's just her talking. It's great. Come on.
How embarrassing. Her hand got stuck in a toilet. And as if that wasn't enough, video of the crazy incident was posted on social media.
Oh my God.
I thought maybe just something was just right up in there and I could grab it and problem solved.
Gracie Henderson found herself in quite the predicament after she reached into her blocked toilet. But
look at the she hand, hold on.
Nobody was here. Nobody would ever know. If I could found it, I'd pull it out, I'd wash my hands and be good to go. You know.
She's talking about her duty.
Also, how great is the reenactment? They made her put her hand in a toilet in the water. They had a camera in there. And she's flicking the water with her fingers.
They figured she already did it once. They said her watch got caught is what happened.
Oh.
The watch got wet.
I thought she just made a fist because she had so much duty in it. She was yanking out. She didn't settle.
I like how she's doing the interview. Like, I took such a big shit. No one was home. I was just going to grab in there and get it.
I like how, yeah, and I would just wash my hands. Oh, really? Okay. I'm glad you threw that last part in there because I thought you were just going to grab the shit and then shake your hand off and go about your fucking day.
Hey, Mom, next time you make us tater tots, can you wash the shit off your hand?
I would never. This is why you don't shake hands. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why you don't shake hands is because you got shit grabbers like her living amongst us.
Her solution. Why not just go to the store and buy a plunger?
I've never thought about reaching in and grabbing shit. Well, I do know somebody in my family that once did that, but it was an emergency situation.
This lady's home alone, like Kevin McAllister.
Well, like, what if the whole family was there? She wouldn't reach in and grab shit. She probably eats it, allegedly. Dude, that is gross. But why would you agree to do a fucking interview talking about, I took a huge shit,
everyone?
And I was going in there to grab it with my dude, I would, to grab duty with your bare hands, maybe the most repulsive thing that you could ever do. It's I mean, I won't pick up dog shit with a bag, let alone touch my own shit with my bare hands.
This proves how badly everyone wants to be on TV. She wanted her 15 yeah. minutes of duty fame.
You got it, lady. You got it.
Her husband, how turned on is he by this?
I think he left. I think that's why she was home alone. Probably left her already.
Oh, my God.
Wow, a real shit poker. Fuck, that is gross, man.
He called me shit poop.
You got to wash your hands.
And your hands.
Oh.
What do you think the firemen, what do you think they were like, did you see your hand when it came out? It was covered in shit.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking stunk and they smashed it and there's a big old duty clog in there. I mean, what a fucking ordeal.
She's doing an interview talking about a big old shit.
Dude, if that had happened to me, I would have just let myself die there. I would have probably drank some of the duty water. I would have just died.
Eventually, your family would have come home.
Yeah, bash it open themselves. What do you call the fucking fire department? Dude, I would have cracked. I would have found something to bash the toilet open right there and then. I would have called anybody.
This lady takes football-sized shits.
Also, hey, I got news for you. You're going to reach your hand in the toilet to grab duty. Take your watch off. Because that's the worst part about it. Why wouldn't you take your fucking watch off? Of all things, what are you going to do? Now you got to wash your watch? She wouldn't have washed that watch.
You know what time it is? It's duty.
Yeah. It's duty o'clock.
7:45.
Dude,
Guy Fieri's taught us when he fucking breads food, he takes his bling off. You got to take your bling off into the shitter.
Do you think that she even rolled up her sleeve? I mean, what kind of moron puts their hand in a full shit toilet with a watch on?
Think she tried her foot first?
I would have taken off all my clothes just so that I could hop in the shower right after. If I had to do that.
They said she was eating a calzone with one hand.
Yeah, she had a fucking lasagna. She was eating a lasagna in one when she was picking the duty up in the other.
She's lucky she had her cell phone.
Yeah, so this lady's taking a dump texting. Playing fucking Candy Crush on her cell phone.
Playing Snake while one clogs her toilet.
And then what? Fucking, and then she leaves her watch on and goes deep into the toilet. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I like in that interview, they kept saying something was in the toilet, like someone flushed the sock. I think we all know what that is.
Like somebody stuffed an old half a chicken down there.
This is a new toilet for her, though. It's a new house. Not, her shits are too big for it.
Dude, it sounds like Sal Zuno would say. Listen, there was something in the toilet.
Do you think it's unfortunate that this unfortunate event happened?
No people were injured. Wait, no, there was one. This lady.
Do you think she called the lady she bought it off of? She's like, did you ever get your hand clogged and stuck in there?
Dude, I would have ripped my goddamn hand off.
If you're her husband, do you ever let her touch your dinky with that hand again?
I mean, something tells me they're in the duty play anyway. If this lady feels free enough to grab shit, I don't know.
I like how I was like, no one was home. I'll just wash my hands. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it made no sense. I guess now what you need also is a hammer next to your toilet. In case you get your shit stuck, you can pound your way out of
her toilet's a piggy bank. I watched the video. They were really scared they were going to hurt her, so they had to really finesse it with a sledgehammer.
Did they show the duty then?
No, they just showed making a small hole in the side.
Dude, so for whatever, an hour or whatever, her hand was just touching that big old duty.
She may not have even been able to get to it.
How many times do you think we've said duty in this house?
A lot.
Yeah. What a disgusting situation. What a disgusting situation and woman for going to that length in order to unclog your toilet.
I know a country she wouldn't be allowed to get citizenship in based on this incident. If I saw her in town.
Oh, Switzerland.
If I saw her in the grocery store, I'd say, you're a shit grabber.
Yeah, get out of our town. You'll never be a citizen.
No, if I lived in her Texas town.
No.
You're a shit grabber, Henderson. Get out.
Oh, I bet you people are giving her, I bet you people would be like, if they she touches something. That wasn't the hand, was it?
Hey. All around town. People are throwing turds up at their house. Get out of town.
Your watch. Dude, also, she went in and then down into the fucking Piper. I mean, get a goddamn plunger, lady. What is wrong with you?
She should have known after that day not to fuck with it.
She knew after what she ate.
She had the lawnmower.
Something was going to happen. She had a big lunch and a dinner the night before.
She needs a shit blog.
Like Ari's?
Yeah. Ari Shaffir's great shit blog on the days of MySpace.
He had a shit blog that
it was a
step-by-step process on how to take a shit. And at the end, it was a picture of a huge shit that he took. And
he
it
also
made
like,
me throw up. I literally was dry heaving.
He also doesn't shit for like 15 days straight.
He 15 days straight is a new prison show where Ari doesn't take a dump in prison for 15.
So he fills the bowl like up to the to his cheeks.
Yeah, until it touches.
To his balls.
Sometimes he has to flush because it's too high and then continue. He told me he took a 5-pound shit once. He called me and goes, how much weight do you think you lose taking a shit? And I go, I don't know, a pound. I lost 5 pounds. Do you think that's normal?
Jesus.
And he goes, could that be real? I go, 5 fucking pounds? I mean, I don't know. I mean, when's the last time that you took a shit?
People keep sending me pictures of Ari. They claim he's back. I believe it's photoshopped. He's with Bert, who somebody pointed out has his shirt on.
That was a great... I don't know who said that, but I was dying.
It's like, a good point.
This isn't the real Bert. Is there a shirt? I was dying.
Why would Bert take his balls out but leave his shirt on? It doesn't make sense.
Something...
We believe this is either an imposter Ari or Photoshop.
I think it's a comedy duo, and they just put Ari's face and Bert's face on these guys.
Or maybe wearing masks. Lifelike
latex
masks.
It
could have
been us from when we were in Nashville.
May have been doing pranks.
Yeah.
The guy who looks like Ari is very thin, but I don't think it is Ari.
I mean, do you think AIDS can take over that quickly?
If it's a Thai strand or Cambodian.
Cambodian AIDS?
I don't know. But yeah, everyone keeps sending it to me. And yeah.
Also, Ari's transitioning, so there's no way that he would have balls.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. The balls don't look that big. I mean, there's a lot of different
things.
Yeah,
they look like regular balls.
Whoever that guy is.
Got ball reduction.
Great look alike in the face. His balls leave a lot to be desired if he's trying to be Ari Shaffir.
Yeah. Sorry, but there's one. It's not his fingerprint. It's his ball size that you'll always be able to tell Ari.
And when has anyone known Bert to do comedy with his shirt on? I mean, that's a real fucking slap in the face to all of Bert Kreischer's fans out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Gotta get the bush on one of these days. Such an undertaking, though.
That's the problem. When time goes by, you go, it sounds like a good idea. It
takes a lot out of you.
When I have to drive him from here to fucking downtown, it takes me 50 minutes. And then he won't get out of my car because he's talking to me for another 20. And then he goes, by the way, I don't want to be dropped off in front of my house anymore, even though we're parked there. Take me to the liquor store.
He was embarrassed.
And then drive me back.
He was like embarrassed, like he was in school and you were his dad.
No, we stopped there.
Oh, he just wanted to get some beers.
And then when he talks so long.
Some beers?
Yeah, I go, Bush, I'm not driving you back. It was like a block away. And he goes, and he was going to, oh, and then he wanted money for beers. I think I'm like $3. You got $3?
Jesus Christ.
So it's a whole fucking situation.
When's he getting his
you
man?
You get annoyed, and he gets here, and you don't have to deal with the aftermath of driving him home.
When's he getting his
and you're
man
annoyed
fixed?
With him. Because he likes to smoke weed in the back of your apartment. And he also, what people don't know is that the Bush is at least an hour and a half before you can even get him to sit down and start recording.
When he comes in.
And it's a ton of gold that you're missing out on.
He immediately starts bitching that he's tired. He had to do his eye test. It's not even fair that he has to
he's
do
like
the
Will
episode.
Ferrell in Step Brothers when John C. Reilly asked him to sing. And he said, I've had a cold for like a month and I haven't sang.
It takes like 30 minutes of saying how much you love the Bush, how much you need him.
And we're like, whoosh, come on, Bush.
Then he finally comes to life. But it's to really jumpstart his motor a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold on, I got to smoke weed. Hold on, now I got to do this.
And that's what it happened when I paused the thing.
Hold on, let me prepare this Justin Bieber song. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, the Justin Bieber song was like 40 minutes of him memorizing and then
which
practicing.
We didn't even ask him to do. He just wanted to do it himself.
I mean, it was a great rendition. Don't
it was
get me wrong.
Beautiful.
But for a show that, we do
you should
just
fix
for
it.
The fun.
You should fix his van.
Dude, we thought, perfect. Bush has a car. Yeah, no, he doesn't have a car. Every time we end up getting the Bush, it's always right after his car breaks down.
We should just stick him with a driver and just pay for it.
Who but knows then, where Bush is going to take
that's
this guy?
The problem
he is, might end up in San Diego.
Then it's a bill for $7,000.
Bush might keep him on retainer.
I drove to Liberia.
He's like, don't shut the meter off. I need you in the morning.
Stay outside.
You'll get him on retainer.
Of course I'm going to leave it running, Aaron. Big Bush, why would you do that? Of course.
Man.
He would end up somewhere. Vegas.
You'd have to put in an address and then
tell the driver you do not go anywhere else.
Don't deviate. No liquor store stops.
Nowhere.
No MS-13 stops.
You take this man home and that's it.
Yeah. We have that address in there. We will not pay for any mileage outside of this.
But you got Bush, man.
Remember that last time he took an illegal cab? And then the guy charged him like $60.
When we filmed Daddy Knows Best.
Which he also thinks we owe him $5,000 or $10,000 for, too. So, I mean, there's a lot.
We told him to show up on set. Said, get here, we'll pay your transportation.
Yeah, we didn't know it was $60.
This is pre-Uber and Lyft. He shows up in an SUV that he claims is a cab.
By the way, there was Uber and Lyft back then, but it wasn't popular. But we could have gotten him one of those.
He
I think.
Was in an SUV that was unmarked.
Oh no, but he had no
money.
Well, no, but he had no cell phone to order a Lyft or anything like that.
So he had no money. Gets out of the SUV. He's like, somebody needs to pay this man. Like,
oh no, he borrowed. Didn't he borrow the cell phone or the driver's phone to call us? Because the guy wouldn't let him go out because he didn't pay him. He's
like, so then it's like turns out to be $60. We're like, where did that number come from? He shows up. He was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
He was wearing a bedazzled Obama shirt.
And then we sat down for lunch. He didn't want to eat anything.
Wouldn't leave set.
But he wouldn't leave. And then he was just fucking going. And then Ren is like, you got to get this guy out of here. We got to get shit done. We got to get the fuck out of here. He's driving me crazy.
How did we get him home? I think a cab.
Yes, we had somebody call a cab.
Or maybe somebody gave him a ride who was hanging around or something.
Somebody took him to a bus station.
Oh, yeah, right down the street.
Oh, you took him.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Took him to the bus. They're like, hey, good working with you. He's great when you don't have to deal with him on a regular basis.
We just need that van fixed, man.
It's going to be, if the van gets fixed, it'll be something else.
Or the van will break here and we'll have to push it. Or
oh, then the van will be parked in your spot for 6 months and you'll never park there again.
You got to park the van. The fucking van.
Ugh. And then, but the problem is, when you're talking to him the hour and a half before we start recording, he's spitting some fucking gold out there, man.
But he doesn't want to be recorded.
Yeah, but he is just going crazy.
Maybe we
on
should
some
do
shit.
A Kickstarter, raise like $1,000, we'll buy Bush some beater of a car.
No, let's buy him a moped.
Be great.
A moped would be good.
I hope
for
his
him.
Eyes though are fixed. He's driving a moped.
Dude, that guy couldn't drive a moped whether his eyes were fucking full of cataracts or completely
he
fixed.
He would crash within 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't want to do it because I would feel terrible if Bush died on a moped that we bought him. Well, and you know he will, because he's gonna be drunk. He's gonna be high all the time when he's driving this
he
fucking
loves
thing
the
around.
Party.
Yeah, you can't party on a moped.
No,
you can only party when someone else is driving you around.
The Bush.
You know what we should do?
Is there anyone in L.A. who will drive Bush to and from?
No, we go to him and take our equipment with him. Us. We go to his place.
We've always had bad, well, not bad luck.
Oh, you mean what? When that guy had a fucking knife in what was that? That was like a halfway house or something.
Yeah.
That was filled with fucking.
There were murderers in there.
Yeah. That's where they caught the guy with the murderer. And the guy shows up with a fucking knife. Bush even said he'd been threatened in there.
Yeah, the guy just started playing with a knife in there. And we were like.
I was like, dude, where are you?
He's a nice guy. We're like, dude, this guy has a fucking knife.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't saying much.
He was a little unstable.
Wasn't saying a whole lot.
And something was off. Something was off in that whole fucking place.
When we delivered food to that building, I was always terrified going in there.
Yeah, you had to be buzzed in twice.
Through like a fucking...
It was like a prison style.
You had to go through like a vault.
Guard gate, yeah.
We delivered to...
That was to like keep people in, not keep people out.
There was a drag queen who always ordered in there.
Yeah.
With like a geisha girl, white face.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's beautiful.
Blowjob soup.
All right, let's get out of here.
Well, by the way,
subscribe
to the podcast and, you know, tell people about it.
Yeah, spread the word.
We're trying to get this thing off the ground.
The numbers are good lately, everybody. Keep up the good work, but
we need to keep growing.
Grow it. It's like we don't want the dick size to plateau.
In order for us to keep it going, we got to keep growing so that, we can turn this into something bigger, hopefully.
Get some money flowing.
If you could assist us in that, we would greatly appreciate it.
Be like the mayor of Applebee's and his brother, the chancellor of Chili's, and their father, the colonel of KFC. They're spreading the word. They're getting women into it. They've
done a lot.
Making it a whole family affair.
Yeah. We just need to get, we've plateaued a little bit. We just need to get over that hump and start growing again.
Their mom, the...
We want to be a grower, not a shower.
Their mom, the princess of Taco Bell, is a fan.
Yeah. The Sheik of Shakey's?
That's their uncle.
That's a good one.
The commissioner of Carl's Jr.? The Sultan of Subway? That's the worst nickname ever. The Sultan of Subway?
Oh, man.
The Sultan of Subway. Now that Hernandez is dead, we need to focus on Jared. What's going on with him lately?
Jared the fucking...
Chomo.
The fucking pedophile?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why doesn't somebody do that to Jared?
Seriously?
You already got Hernandez out of the way.
Yeah.
Talk about a real schmoocher.
Yeah, he's a kid schmoocher.
Yeah, the lowest form of schmoocher.
He's a piece of shit.
So schmoocher mean you're gay, or schmoocher just like a derogatory term in general for somebody?
I think gay. Derogatory to gay.
That's like a gay slur.
That's what Hernandez felt, but it was never
proven. Yeah, but who knows? Hernandez, his meter is a little off.
Wait,
so I don't know what he felt, if it was genuine.
Well, and the guy knew that he was, that's also, he knew he had a secret on him.
He's a schmoocher.
And that guy was dating Hernandez's wife's sister. So that was like, it was close, you know, like he's like, who knows if this guy's going to fucking spill the beans.
Yeah.
About me getting my beans pushed in.
How about the Sultan of Schlotsky's?
Schlotsky.
That's how I ran into a Schlotsky's recently in an airport.
Really?
Where the fuck was I?
What about
I,
the...
Where the fuck was I flying? Oh, maybe it was LAX.
What's an M?
An M?
The
Miami Subs? Did you guys
I'm thinking
those?
McDonald's, but I'm thinking of the M that...
Oh, leads. Monarch of McDonald's?
The Monarch of McDonald's.
Hey, well, there's some more fucking iTunes signatures you could put on there.
Yeah. The salt in a subway.
The mayor of,
someone should get a salt in a subway tattoo.
We'll pay for it.
No, we won't.
No, I'm kidding.
Bushman will pay for it. Bushman will do it. We'll get a needle.
Oh, did I tell you? I tell you that when we're in India, there was a guy giving tattoos on a bridge, and this mother with two kids, just fucking, it's like a fucking little machine. He was doing it, and this mother had negotiated him down to like fucking 75 cents for 3 stars on her arm. So he starts.
I bet it was great.
He starts and he makes like a line, and she was like it, and then she said, "Stop! It hurts too much." And then another guy was there and he's like, "I'll take that deal." And the guy said, he goes, "Can I have her deal since she doesn't want to do it?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." So then he didn't switch the needle out or anything. He just starts drawing on the guy's arm.
Oh,
no needle swap, nothing.
I met a guy who got his start tattooing in Skid Row when it was like legit Skid Row. And he's like,
"Wait, he started there?"
Yeah, as a tattoo artist. And he goes, "I was tattooing like crack addicts."
For money?
Yeah. In a shop. And he goes,
in a shop.
Yeah. And he goes, "They were just happy to get tattoos." I go, "Dude, I hope you change your needles out all the time. Like, that's crazy."
Yeah. No, these people, no needle swap, no nothing. Just straight from one arm to the next.
He dips it in shit on the side of the road to clean it.
Yeah. Ugh. Monkey shit.
Well, that water doesn't help.
He was on a bridge. There was no water even to rinse it off.
Who gets
a,
like, who's like, hey.
Oh, it was like a holy, it was a holy day and.
Are those the guys who do like those? Was it like a primitive tattoo style thing?
It was
thing?
3 stars.
Was it like an electronic machine? You know those ones where they do like in New Zealand where they like hammer things?
No. This was like a almost a homemade like prison style needle gun. Why? Not the one where they're like tapping Samoan style.
And why did they want this?
It was something to do with the holy day.
It was related to stars.
But they don't give a fuck. I guess hepatitis. I mean, then again, if you can drink that water, I guess hepatitis is not a factor. Fear is not a factor for you.
Love that dirty water.
You know what?
India, you're my home.
Were there any Indian people, like real Indian people on Fear Factor? Because I feel like they would clean up.
Well, they probably eat a lot of that bull penis.
Yeah, they don't care. It's like, oh, it's got duty on it? Yeah, no problem.
The bull penis sales must have really plummeted after Fear Factor went off the air.
Yeah, because they really won. Well, him and John Little's lady, she was serving him borscht and bull penis. You like the bull penis?
John Little hated.
No, I don't like the bull penis at all.
He hated post-show talk, which is what's going on right now.
This is all post-show, baby.
We're still recording.
Who's listening to this? Are you kidding me? People listen to this? We're not even doing anything.
He was clearing his throat. I mean, at the beginning, he was getting wild. He was up and down.
I don't like when people move around. I like, get it. You're in the show.
You gotta
stay in the show. Whatever you got to do,
like
you got to wait till the end of the show.
He's
got to
go take his marijuana breaks. I mean, we paused it. We lost some of the episode.
I stopped it.
He's put us through the ringer.
The Bush is, that's the problem. Every time there's like a trying experience.
You feel like you've been through it. We need to get Bush on 60 Days In.
He would be amazing.
He'd be doing the drugs.
He'd be a pod boss.
No, he wouldn't.
Dude, he doesn't take shit from people, though. I will say that. And people don't fight him. He's like a frail old man. So I don't know what would happen.
He should go
there.
On there.
It's money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him in the fourth season.
Bush, man. He'd be doing shtick. By the way, on next episode, there's one of the craziest guys is in there. This like flamboyant gay guy. I can't tell if he's mentally ill.
I haven't made it to the very end of that.
Oh, this guy's insane.
This is going to be good.
Dude, the pod boss and the pretty boy guy, Sal, takes offense to this guy. And this guy is like too tall, maybe a little less in height, but he's beef, big beefer. And he says to the guy, "If you do X one more time, you're learning a lesson the hard way." And the guy does it. And this guy starts taking his shirt off, taking his rosaries off. And somebody on the intercom's like, "We see you on the camera. Do not attack that man." And he's like, "He's trying me, man. He's making me look bad." To the intercom, like, he's complaining to the intercom.
It's like a fucking, it's literally like just a daycare of adults.
Of criminals.
Yeah, that are just like, he did it. He started it, man.
Yeah.
He's pushing my buttons.
The average maturity level in there is probably 15, 16.
You think that? I think it's like 8. It's like, he took my toy. I want to punch him. He's like my nephew, who if somebody comes by, somebody plays, he kicks him.
He's aggressive.
And he's too tall. He's too tall of the playground, my nephew.
He's a biggie.
Huge kid.
He's the biggins.
All right. Well, we're 2-3 seconds away, officially at 2 hours. These are getting a lot longer. We have to pare them down a little bit.
Do you guys like the longer? Do you not like the longer?
It seems like they like the longer. The numbers have been good on the last two long ones. The problem, it's a lot for us.
Yeah, it is.
We can always, at some point, we can make longer episodes. We got to make it grow first, though.
Yeah, we got to get
a grow house.
Nice, big, and beefy. We're hoping to get some good guests coming up here shortly. Maybe we'll have Eleanor back to, we're going to stick our dicks in a 7-Up cake to see if it comes out clean or not, like you stick the toothpick in there.
We got to find some more hidden gems, like people that nobody's putting on podcasts.
Some people want Big Earl Scrakel has been suggested. David Taylor has been suggested.
We need some more gems like Bush.
And Bush only
like a
comes
John
around.
Little, though. Like Bush, guys that you're not going to ever hear on a podcast. That's my thing.
Bush comes around once in a lifetime.
No, I know, but there's got to be other people that nobody's putting on podcast. You know what I mean?
I guess.
That are funny.
I mean,
funny.
Boone, don't suggest Boone. You can't work with the guy.
You're not getting anything out of
people
him.
Compare him to Bush, and it really outrages me.
Bush is a legit Forrest Gump.
He's great.
He is also a great raconteur.
Boone Shakalaka is a piece of shit.
Yeah,
you can't coach him.
He does nothing.
Can't win with him.
Can't do it. Can't play with him.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't do it.
No. So we'll see. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, everybody.
Or it might just be the two of us for the next 40 episodes.
It could be. Subscribe, everybody. Tell somebody. And have a good week, everybody.
Takers, lazy.
If you get duty caught in your toilet, take your jewelry off.
Yeah, always take your wristwatch off.
I used to tell the guys, and they said, well, can we come as hard as we can? I'd say, yeah, you go as hard as you can, but keep in mind, the harder you come, the harder he's coming back.
Yeah.